Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
And have the smile of your dreams in as little as two visits with Lumineers? For more information, call Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
First for Osteen and Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. An arson arrest in Florida. Palm Bay Police Chief Bill Berger arrested Brian Crowder after he was seen throwing something from a car window.
We believe some type of a vessel, including an accelerant, was thrown out in a section of Palm Bay, and that actually started a fire. Our fire units responded, and that was put out.
Crowder was taken into custody on probation violations, but has not yet been charged in connection with the fires. Wildfires in the area have gutted at least 40 homes. A rocket fired from Gaza has exploded in a shopping center in a southern Israeli city. The attack comes as President Bush is wrapping up talks in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He says he wants to help broker peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
The objective of the United States must be to, one, support our strongest ally and friend in the Middle East, that won't only true democracy against the forces of terror that you just described, and at the same time, talk about a hopeful future.
Two people have been killed in recent days in attacks by Palestinian militants. Hillary Clinton supporters in West Virginia fired up after her huge win in the state yesterday.
You will never be counted out, and I won't either. You will never quit. And I won't either.
The math is against her, though. Hours after West Virginia's results were known, Barack Obama picked up two more superdelegates. He's campaigning today in Michigan. The rescue effort continues in China, where thousands of Chinese soldiers are working against time to repair a dam badly cracked by the country's massive earthquake. At least two cities would be swamped if that dam gives way. Actor Dennis Quaid is talking to Congress today about the harrowing near-fatal drug mix-up in which his newborn twins were given 1,000 times the normal dose of a blood thinner. He says drug companies need to be held accountable through lawsuits. On Wall Street at this hour, a bit of a rally, the Dow now up by 113 points. This is AP Radio News. For a lot of people, a cell phone is taking the place of a hardwired phone in their homes. The AP's Bryant Thomas has more.
The rising price of landline phones is making people choose between hardwired phone service and wireless, and low-cost wireless plans offer attractive rates. And in the last half of last year, 16% of all households had wireless phone service only.
Nearly 3 in 10 households either have only cell phone or seldom, if ever, take calls on their traditional phone. So Smokey Robinson is among the 25 recordings added to the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. It's all part of an effort to save America's oral history by archiving recordings deemed to be culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Among the other recordings added this year are Michael Jackson's 1982 all-time bestseller, Thriller, and Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman. The 1977 recording of Earth sounds that flew aboard the spacecraft Voyager are also included. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Albertsons. Here's another great deal from Albertsons. When you redeem your tax stimulus rebate check at Albertsons, you'll receive an Albertsons gift card for the amount of the refund, plus an additional 10%. Now that's a great deal.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than $1 a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Well, let me guess. People have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Maybe you still think an effective website is not in your budget. Well, the professionals at Atomic Medium Web want you to know that whether you simply need a one-page site or a site update, they can help. But they can also create dynamic sites, complete with member areas, online portfolios, online shopping, and client testimonials. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is dedicated to making your website work for your business and keeping within your budget. Atomic Medium Web will work diligently with you to design a website that best represents your company's personality, your brand, and all your products and services. Atomic Medium Web wants to help your business on the web. They're dedicated to making your website work for your business. For all your website needs, simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711.
Brandi Rhodes.
So now this is the second time she dipped into her personal fortune. See, this is her problem right there. You cannot dip into your personal fortune and win with a populist message. People are going to think, you're not the real thing. Can't do it. Can't have it. I just can't vote for you. You know, I am one of the working class, and I am willing to spend $11 million of my own money to prove it to you.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Truth in Broadcasting.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Boy, if John McCain keeps saying my friends all the time, I'm going to have to... Well, I'll continue to say. I've been saying it for 6 years. Anyhow, welcome to our program. Last night, West Virginia, those of you who listened to our program yesterday know it wasn't a best-of show, and no, I don't think I spent more than 5 minutes on the West Virginia primary in the entire program, in part because I personally, and I suspect many of you are experiencing a certain amount of election fatigue, as it were, and in part, or primary fatigue or whatever, we got it. We know what's going on, and we've heard all the talking heads and all the pontification to the point of, and in part because it was, you know, we pretty much knew how it was going to come out, and in fact, that's how it did come out. It was about a blowout, a 2-1 victory by Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama. In fact, we had David Sirota on earlier in the week talking about why this would be, suggesting that this fell into what he has identified as this race chasm, is his phrase. Cities that have more than 6% and fewer than 17% African American population, and where there's not enough African Americans to balance out the white racist vote on the one hand, and there are enough to stir up the white racists, essentially, as it were, and that it may be that this is just an area that isn't going to work for Barack Obama. On the other hand, it may be that it has nothing to do with Barack Obama. It may be that this was not racial politics at all. It may be that Hillary Clinton worked her heart out in West Virginia. She was there. Bill was there. Chelsea was there. They just danced their hearts out. And she did a very, very good job of portraying herself as basically the NASCAR candidate, as the down-home average person candidate. It was marvelous campaigning, good marketing, and she won a victory. So, you know, very significant victory. But I think the really significant victory yesterday was not to diminish Senator Clinton's win, but that was expected. This one wasn't. And this was down in Mississippi. This was the ad that the Republicans were running against the Democrat who was running in this race in Mississippi.
I'm Greg Davis, and I approve this message.
Travis Childers, endorsed by liberal Barack Obama. Obama says Childers will put progress before politics. But when Obama's pastor cursed America, blaming us for 9/11, Childers said nothing. When Obama ridiculed rural folks for clinging to guns and religion, Childers said nothing. Travis Childers, he took Obama's endorsement over our conservative values. Conservatives just can't trust Travis Childers.
Yeah, well, apparently conservatives decided that they really didn't care about Reverend Wright. They really didn't care about Barack Obama's... actually, they kind of liked, apparently, the fact that Barack Obama was associated with Travis Childers, and Travis Childers refused to disavow Barack Obama. And so, you know, he won by 8 points. This is not insignificant. He won by 8 points. And this is a deeply conservative district. Now, let's acknowledge, Childers was representing himself as the guy who's anti-abortion and in favor of gun rights. But that's pretty much everybody in Mississippi. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So here you have this deeply conservative district. And Bush, by the way, carried 63% of the vote in this district in 2004. And yet a Democrat just won. And there are 110 other Republican-held seats less conservative than this one. I mean, this election, this 2008 election, could be a blowout down ticket. And it's certainly looking this way. A question, two things that I think are significant that came out of yesterday's victory by Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, and it's going to follow up with Kentucky. And that is, number one, is this, as some wags have suggested, some folks have said, well, you know, really, she's running for 2012. And is that conceivably the case, that she's running for 2012? I think that we will find out, assuming that she's not the nominee, which is a reasonable assumption, but not necessarily a safe assumption at this point. But assuming that she's not the nominee, I think we'll find out as we, particularly in October and November, September, October, November, as we get up to the campaign and we watch to see to what extent Hillary and Bill Clinton are out there campaigning for Barack Obama. As Howard Dean said a while ago, and as I've said many times, the really important person in this Clinton-Obama race is not going to be the winner, it's going to be the loser. The loser is going to decide who, more than the winner, frankly, in my opinion, who's going to be the next president of the United States. So, number one, is she running for 2012? And the other was something that I thought was you know, very interesting, was this website, voteboth.com. And the whole point of this website, voteboth.com, is there's apparently it's put together by a group of Clinton supporters. And it is arguing strongly in favor of this dream ticket of Obama and Clinton, or Clinton and Obama, as the case may be. So would Hillary Clinton accept the VP spot if it was offered? Is the Obama camp going to offer it? If not, who else should they consider for VP, assuming that Obama is the candidate? If Obama runs without Hillary on the ticket in 2008 and wins, will Hillary run in 2012? Would she challenge her own party? I don't think so. I frankly don't think so. But I know that there are some out there who strongly believe that she's planning on running in 2012, whether he wins or not. And what kind of precedent would that set? How has it happened? Is she really willing to challenge a sitting president from her own party? Could she run as an independent in 2012? Again, I consider that, frankly, impossible. But there are some who are suggesting that that would happen. And with regard to West Virginia, going back to that whole thing with West Virginia, again, there are folks who are running around going, oh, it's the racist vote. I mean, there was the Saturday Night Live skit that was, you know, where they're making fun of Hillary Clinton and saying, you know, my voters are racists. But I suspect, my personal take on this is that it was more about class than it was about race. That John Kerry, when he was doing his trying to be presidential best, he was doing his Boston Brahmin best, or some might say worst, you know, wearing a suit and standing up straight not just that, those things, obviously, but, you know, he had that bearing, that kind of regal bearing about him. If John Kerry had been running against Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, would she have beat him by exactly the same margin as she beat Barack Obama, or within a few points of it? I suspect so. I think that would have been the case. And, I mean, there's no way to know, because this is the first primary in a long time that's gone so far that West Virginia actually gets to vote, and it's a contested election, and it's a big deal. But I suspect that Hillary Clinton would have beat him. So, you know, the question, does yesterday's primary, I mean, there's a whole bunch of questions that are raised by this. Does yesterday's primary prove that extreme racism is still alive and well in America, and so strong that it can influence an election? Obviously, it's alive and well. Is it strong enough to influence an election? Is it strong enough to be a major influencer of elections? And my suspicion is no. I think that we're past that, just like sexism and misogyny. Is that no? I think that we're past that, although these things are still here and very real. Is Hillary Clinton planning this run for 2012? Charles Hurt, writing in the New York Post today, says, this Dateline Charleston, West Virginia, he says, with no hope of winning her party's nomination, Hillary is running the clock out by laying the foundation for her political future circa 2012. As she seems to float in and out of reality in the campaign trail, so easy to dismiss her as delusional, she is not, says Charles Hurt. For many years, the Clintons have dined on opponents who mistakenly dismiss them. As with her husband, there is always a method to her madness. By sticking with it against all odds, Clinton becomes the patron saint of lost causes, of never giving up. And thus it is no coincidence that she chose a crucial swing state in which to fight her heart out against these insurmountable odds long after everyone had dismissed her. After last night's victory, she's free to quit, or perhaps after Kentucky. And he goes on to say, as usual, the Clintons are seen far around the next corner. She expects Obama to lose in November precisely because of the weaknesses that she exposed in this primary. He'll have trouble winning blue-collar Democrats in swing states. That opens the door to her return in 4 years as the party's prodigal daughter, saying, as you recall, my worst fears came true, now it's my turn. Was Charles Hurt right? Should we be looking at this Hillary Obama ticket, or does that destroy everything that Obama stands for? So a lot of questions on the table. Also, we're going to be running a contest for a signed copy of Cracking the Code today for the best entry in our producer Sean Taylor's opinion on our blog at TomHartmann.com, today's show blog. So a lot going on. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartmann Program, the true people's radio. Tom Hartmann. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Ty Pennington here. When you add extra insulation, you're doing more to protect your house. How about doing more to protect your heart? Ask your doctor about New Bear with Heart Advantage. It's the first and only low-dose aspirin product that lowers the risk of a heart attack and has phytosterols to lower cholesterol. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin or modify an aspirin regimen. New Bear with Heart Advantage. More protection for your heart.
Use as directed.
The Stanley Cup playoffs on Versus.
He scores! Evgeny Malkin!
Carter with a back and reach goal!
There are two teams left standing in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Will the Penguins or the Flyers move on to play for the Cup? The Flyers. The Penguins. It's Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final. Thursday at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific. The Stanley Cup playoffs on Versus. The Cup changes everything.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up. Additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment?
That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for?
Get a move on!
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. And get moving today!
Attention, 1480 listeners. This month only, receive a 20% bonus when you invest $10,000 or more in our risk-free tax-deferred account. Sound too good to be true? This is a regulated product and managed by the world's third-largest money manager in the industry, so we're licensed and regulated. Hi, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor for FreePoint Wealth Management. I'm inviting you to take a look at this rare opportunity. Let me show you how you can get a 20% bonus right up front and continue to receive that bonus for the next 3 years. You will never lose your principal or any interest you earn, guaranteed. If you have a 401k that needs to be rolled over, stock market funds that aren't performing, or other money you want to invest, then call me. It doesn't cost anything to take a look. I'll send you the information you need to make the decision that's right for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. Don't wish you did when your portfolio takes a nosedive. Call 602-505-2464. Hurry, this offer expires May 30th. 602-505-2464.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
By the way, in the second hour of our program, we're going to get into this whole prescription pill epidemic in the United States. In our third hour, Audacia Ray is going to drop by for our Everything You Know Is Wrong segment. She is a former sex worker and edits the Village Voice sexuality blog, Naked City. We'll be talking about sex workers in America. And Larry Scott from VA Watchdog is going to be dropping by at the very end of our show today. So a lot going on. Let me just clarify my take on what's going on with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in this race and why Hillary is staying in this race, even though the numbers look bad. I think that my personal take on this is that she is staying in this race because she still thinks that there is a small chance that she could be the nominee, that either A, he could blow up, or B, that the superdelegates could say, hey, look at this. Look at what happened with West Virginia, for example, in Kentucky. Maybe America isn't ready for an African-American president, or maybe America just isn't ready for him, whatever, that she thinks that there is some possibility that she could win. Hillary is running in 2012 right now theory is not one that I subscribe to at the moment. I frankly believe that A, we should take people at their word. We should assume that what they say is actually true until or unless proven otherwise. And B, that actions speak louder than words. And so far, what she's been saying has been quite consistent. As long as there's a chance that she might win, she's going to stay in the race, and she has every right to. And in fact, Barack Obama has defended her right to stay in the race. And I think that in many ways, the negatives to the party, the people who are becoming polarized and staking out positions and saying, no, I'll even vote for John McCain, blah, 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 blah. I think that is massively outweighed by the new people who are coming into the party as a result of this being dragged out. To the extent that Rush Limbaugh thinks that he's doing something wonderful with Operation Chaos and whatever, and frankly, I don't think that he's played that big a role in this. I think there's a couple of states where perhaps he could have influenced it, but I don't think he's playing that, Indiana being one of them, but I don't think he's playing that big a role in it. But to the extent that he thinks that this is a wonderful thing that the Democratic nomination process has dragged out this long, I think he's wrong.
I think this has been a good thing for the Democratic Party. I think it's been a good thing for democracy in America. I think it's been a good thing for political discourse. I think that, you know, I mean, we only have, what, 3 weeks left? And, yeah, as I said, you know, in the earlier segment, a lot of us are experiencing, I think, at a certain point, primary fatigue, but it's going to be resolved. And then, if Hillary and Bill Clinton do aggressively and enthusiastically endorse and campaign for Barack Obama, assuming that he's the nominee, then I will say I was right. She is not running for 2012. She was not running for 2012, and that whole meme, that whole theory is nonsense. On the other hand, if they don't campaign for him, assuming that he's the nominee, then I'll be scratching my head going, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I need to reconsider. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, trying to figure out what she's thinking or where she's going with this, I don't think that that's as important as just watching what's being done and watching, listening to what's being said. And frankly, what I'm hearing from her is more and more conciliatory language and by and large from Barack Obama all along, more and more conciliatory language, bringing the nation together language. I think it's a good thing. 866-303-2270 is our telephone number. And TomHartmann.com, our website, by the way, and AirAmerica.com, of course, for Air America's website. Dan in Portland, listening on KPOJ. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
All right. My question. Mm-hmm. Let's say that Barack wins the nomination for the Democratic Party. And what is the possibility or legality of Hillary Clinton running in the general election under a different party or as an independent?
It's entirely legal. I mean, you know, Joe Lieberman demonstrated the viability of that. The probability of it happening, I say, is zero or less than zero. She and Bill, they would be burning so many bridges. They would be blowing up so many future opportunities, both inside and outside of politics. I don't think that there's any chance that they would do that. I know, you know, people have asked the question, but not a chance. Not a chance. Sharon in West Virginia. Hey, you have a catbird seat there. What are your thoughts on West Virginia?
Well, I think people are making way too much out of it. I heard here within the last year, public radio did a segment about which state was the most demographically like the rest of the country, and that's Illinois. And West Virginia is the least typical state in terms of, you know, just demographics, age, mm-hmm. proportion of rural. I think we're making way too much of it. From where I sit in north central West Virginia, from what I could hear around me, I live in a Republican county. It's weird, but I do. Mm-hmm. And there is an element of racism, but I just don't think that ultimately it's going to make any difference. I mean, I'm for Obama, but even if Hillary does get the nomination, and I will support her, the state's going to go for McCain.
Yeah. Well, but that's a state that went for Bill Clinton in 92 and 96, didn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, the Bush people have been so successful in doing this God, guns, and gays thing that, yeah. You know, I don't know that even up to this point if that can be overcome.
But the number of people who voted in yesterday's primary in West Virginia was larger than the number, and this is a primary election, was larger than the number of people who voted for John Kerry in 2004.
Well,
that's a really good sign in my mind.
I'm an Obama supporter, but I will vote for Hillary. I might even get out there and work for her a little bit, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Sharon.
Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you, and thanks for listening there in West Virginia on Sirius. Oh, my. We will continue with your thoughts on this and mine at 866-303-2270, TomHartmann.com if you want to drop into our live chat room. And, of course, don't forget our contest for for Sean's favorite comment on our blog today.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartmann at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on Versus.
He scores! Evgeny Malkin!
Carter with a back and reach scores! Jeff Carter!
There are two teams left standing in the Eastern Conference Playoffs. Will the Penguins or the Flyers move on to play for the Cup?
Liverpool scores!
The Flyers. The Penguin is Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final. Thursday at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on Versus. The Cup changes everything.
So we've been talking a lot about the price of gas and how one way to get the price down is to use less gas. And now GM is focusing on advanced technologies to help us eventually use no gas at all. Now, everybody knows where I stand on SUVs. So when I came across a 2008 EPA report that said the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid offers the same city fuel economy as a standard four-cylinder Camry, an estimated 21 miles to the gallon, my friends at GM let me drive one. First off, it's a two-mode, meaning it's strong enough to power a full-size SUV. It's such an advancement in hybrid technology and such a welcome entry into the hybrid category that Green Car Journal awarded it Green Car of the Year. It's just another example of how GM is exploring advanced technologies to help us use less and less gas until the day we don't have to use any gas at all. And with 50% better fuel economy than its non-hybrid model, the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid is paving the way. There's more on the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid at gm.com/explore. So check it out for yourself at gm.com/explore.
Whether you're planting or painting, Ace is a place for expert help and friendly advice. And starting Wednesday, it's a perfect time to save. Buy a set of three Malibu solar floodlights for $19.99. Or how about Ace Royal Paint, starting at the everyday low price of $19.99 a gallon. Now with a $5 mail-in rebate, limit 10. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn points. Wednesday through Monday at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There's word from the International Red Cross about Myanmar. I'm Rita Foley. The word from the Red Cross is that the number of dead in Myanmar after the cyclone there may be approaching 130,000. And the U.S. military says its warning system shows another cyclone could soon hit Myanmar. In China, rescuers pulled two earthquake survivors from their collapsed apartment building. One was a pregnant woman, and the other her elderly mother. The official death toll from the quake stands at 15,000. Hillary Clinton's 2-1 West Virginia primary victory has not stopped Barack Obama's momentum. He's picked up more super delegates. Some are asking why she's staying in. Our political editor is Ron Fournier.
Maybe she wants to look a little bit stronger by winning in places like West Virginia and Kentucky, which is next week, which makes her a more viable vice presidential candidate.
Police in Florida say they've arrested a man they think may or may not have touched off a series of fires. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's already starting to heat up, and I need my air conditioning checked. I called Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R. For Parker and Son.
This week on Ruben Romero's Out and About.
And Zork, we both discuss about who will be president of U.S. after 2008.
Well, I guess whoever pays the most money.
Just because your show is somewhat loosely based on politics does not make you Bill Maher, okay?
You stay next to your phone, because the next time you hear from me, I'm going to bring you an offer.
Would I really trade this all just for the fame and fortune of selling out in the mainstream? I don't know.
Ruben Romero's Out and About, every Saturday night at 7.
The Jeff Ferries Show.
4%, I mean, why would you even go out and vote? Why would you go down to the polling place to cast that vote and vote no preference when John McCain is already your party's nominee? Obviously, it's a pretty large protest vote speaking out against Mr. McCain. What, Ian?
I think I know why.
Republican suck!
The Jeff Ferries Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Ferries at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Anybody can become president in the United States. Here we are achieving the dream of this nation. We haven't quite achieved it yet, but we're getting damn close. I think it's a marvelous thing. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program, the most labor-friendly, labor-supported program in all of radio. Tom Hartman Program, powered in part by Teamsters for Change. Proud to be supported by the Teamsters, and proud to support the Teamsters. It's time for change in Washington. You can find out more at Teamster.org. That's singular, Teamster.org. And by the way, on Friday, day after tomorrow, I will be in Chicago. We'll be flying out there tomorrow after I get off the air. And on Friday night, I'll be at the Frugal Muse Bookstore. That's at 7 p.m. at the corner of the southeast corner of 75th and Lamont Road in Darien, in suburban Chicago. And on Saturday, I'll be keynoting the Chicago Green Festival from the main stage on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then in June 23rd, we'll be broadcasting our show for a week live from the studios of Danish National Radio to find out, you know, what's going on in Denmark? Why are they the happiest people in the world? American conservatives notwithstanding, according to their own studies. But in any case, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Charlie in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Hey, how's it going there, Tom?
Fine.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you a couple things about West Virginia. As I was watching these numbers come in last night, you know, they say that only 2 out of 10 people that were polled, and granted that they could have been some hesitation there, but 2 out of 10 were people that said that there was race made a difference to them.
Right.
So that's about 20%, right?
Yeah, 1/5.
But, I mean, take the flip side of that and say how many... You know, with the blacks voting 90% for Obama, it just seems like there's something that's not being spoken because the media might be a little bit worried about how they're going to be, you know, what's it going to look like if they start questioning that number.
Yeah, you know, there's a subtle subtext to this, and in some ways it's not so subtle, and you find it in the media unspoken, and I get a lot of email where it's explicitly spoken. And that is that why is it racist for a white person to say that they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton because of her race, and it's not racist for a black person to say that they're going to vote for Barack Obama because of his race? And at a certain level, it can be racist on both sides. And I think that we all have to acknowledge that. On the other hand, there, for the same reason that many women are not just supporting Hillary because they agree with all of her positions, but are also enthusiastic about the fact that a woman is running. And many African Americans are supporting Barack Obama, not just because of his positions, but also because, hey, it's an African American, the first real shot at the presidency. I think that when and not being a member of an oppressed minority myself, I don't have the authority to speak of this, but, you know, a reasonable observer of American life throughout my life and the American political life, that if somebody is African American or if they're female or if they're gay or if they're part of some other minority that has traditionally been oppressed by white males in the United States, and even some religious groups, you know, Catholics, for example, who have felt the oppression of WASPs, you know, seriously, I mean, big time in the 19th century, certainly in the United States, there are groups where to say, yeah, this guy is part of my group, and I'm excited about that, and I'm enthusiastic about that. That's not the only reason I'm voting for him, but it's a piece of it, and it would be a lie to deny that. That is not, in my opinion, racist or genderist or religiousist or whatever. You know, the Catholics who voted for John Kennedy. That's just acknowledging another piece of the whole realm of enthusiasm. Does that make sense?
I can agree with you, and I can follow that sort of having pride that you want to, that pride goes out in the bottom. But see, the media brings it up about, well, she makes any question, but they don't bring it up. They don't speak to it that way. They're accusing her of, anytime she mentions that fact that, you know, if you pull that 90% block out from Obama and split it in half, where would he be? So, and then diminishes. But, yeah, you know, I'm Latino, and I saw Richardson run. And I really didn't run to him and say, hey, you know, I was proud that there was at least a Latino running, but I voted for him, you know, really, almost, I can say, almost definitely I wouldn't have, because he just didn't appeal to me. But I was going to tell you one other thing. The Hillary is running, and a lot of people are giving her all kinds of questions as to why she's running and on and on. But, you know, I think that Hillary loves this country, and I really believe that. I believe she's given her whole life to this.
And I think she loves public service. I think she loves the idea of being able to change things for the better and representing people.
Yeah, I really do. I think, and that's why she's running, because I think she believes that she really is the stronger candidate. I think she sees Swift Boat 08 coming on board with Reverend Wright. Yeah. I think she really knows we have a chance of losing.
Yeah, well, it may be. And Charlie, thanks a lot for the call. Although, I think, you know, as you, the evidence, I mean, this was the first Republican, serious Republican attack ad of this season. And, I mean, this is so important. Let us not forget. This ad saturated the airwaves down in Mississippi.
I'm Greg Davis, and I approve this message.
For Republican Childers, Greg Davis.
Endorsed by liberal Barack Obama. Obama says Childers will put progress before politics. But when Obama's pastor cursed America, blaming us for 9/11, Childers said nothing. When Obama ridiculed rural folks for clinging to guns and religion, Childers said nothing. Travis Childers, he took Obama's endorsement over our conservative values. Conservatives just can't trust Travis Childers.
And in fact, in one of the most conservative districts in the United States, there's 110 Republicans in the House of Representatives representing districts that are less conservative than this district. Travis Childers, the Democrat who was the victim of that attack ad, tying him to Barack Obama and Reverend Wright, won by 8 points yesterday. So, I think that we really have to keep that in mind. So, anyhow, Jamie in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Jamie, what's up? Jamie, you are on the air. I am not hearing. Yeah, Jamie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. The only question I have to say is the people in the country that you listen to over and over again, women go, well, we just want to see a woman in the White House, will be resolved if Barack Obama picks a strong candidate, female candidate from as in a governor or whatever, like Claire McCaskill or the governor from
Sibelius.
Kansas.
Yeah.
And everybody will say, Hillary who? And that's where this whole problem falls away.
See, Jamie, that thinking, I mean, that's that distinction that I was trying to make between racism and racial enthusiasm, as it were, genderism and gender enthusiasm. I think that there are a lot of women who are saying that they like Hillary Clinton on all these issues, and the fact that she's a woman is a big plus. And there's a small minority of women who are saying, yes, they're going to go for Hillary Clinton simply because she's a woman and any woman would be fine. Just like there's a small minority of African Americans who are saying, hey, you know, he's an African American, or at least his father was, and so we'll vote for him. And that's the wrong reason. And I think that for Barack Obama to say, okay, I'm going to pick a vice presidential candidate to pander to women, is as big a mistake as thinking that African Americans, that his candidacy is a pander to African Americans. It is not. And in fact, let us not forget that before most African Americans knew very much about Barack Obama's positions on the issues, Hillary Clinton had more support than he did in the African American community in the polls just a year ago, when he was running, even after the first couple of debates. So I am not, don't think it's appropriate to be going there. Charlie in Newport News, Virginia. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. How are you? As a quick sidebar, my father was probably the role model for Archie Bunker character.
Okay.
And as right-wing as they can get, but he, being an Irish Catholic, was in the tank for JFK, so I understand identity politics.
Yeah, and identity politics can, you know, there's a light side and a dark side to it, as it were, to use a metaphor that I know would make Malcolm X cringe, but nonetheless, that this is one of my people,
and everything else is there. That's a good thing. Hey, this is one of my people. Screw everything else. I'm just voting, you know, my race or my gender or my, you know, whatever. That's wrong.
Right. But anyway, my anger has tempered due to the time on hold and your last discussion, because I was so angry, almost yelling at my radio when you were reading that piece to open the show.
Oh, about 2012?
I don't know who that guy was that you were quoting.
It's in today's New York Post. I mean, it's like a million people are reading this thing, and it's all over the Internet. And that's my point, is that that's one of the major buzzes that is out there. And I think that that is just as destructive, frankly, to the whole discourse. I think that's just as destructive as the attempts to play, you know, as the media playing Reverend Wright over and over and over again and trying to make Barack Obama, you know, emphasize his African-Americanness, or playing that unfortunate clip of Hillary Clinton where she said white voters over and over and over again. That was, you know, in my opinion, I don't think that she sat down and said, oh, I'm going to drop this in. I mean, give me a break.
Because it was, Tom. I'm sitting there. It's all this psychoanalyzing, psychobabble that goes on inside the mind of Bill and Hillary Clinton. You know what? She's running for president because, one, Barack Obama has not achieved the necessary numbers, whether it's the with or without the Michigan-Florida numbers. And, two, she thinks, and I agree with her, she's going to be the better president and the better commander-in-chief. That's why she's running. She's not running for any of this other psychoanalytical stuff.
I agree with you, and she has every right to.
And the language that was in that piece, Tom, delusional and whatever other diatribes were in there.
Well, it was quoting
so
the media.
I mean, to the former first lady, just drives me nuts.
I agree with you, Charlie. It was quoting, and thank you for the call. It was quoting the media pundits who are saying, well, you know, she's delusional. I don't think she's delusional. These same people, by the way, I don't recall them attacking Mike Huckabee for staying in the race, even though it was pretty clear that he wasn't going to win. 45 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX. Law enforcement officers put their lives on the line every minute of every day. The Teamsters Law Enforcement League represents more than 1,400 law enforcement units across the nation and is fighting for increased pay, improved benefits, real job security, and a legal defense fund that is second to none. Join the Teamsters in saluting officers across the nation during National Police Week, May 12th to the 16th. To learn more about North America's most powerful union, go to www.teamster.org.
Attention Accutane users. According to reports filed with the FDA, Accutane may be linked to ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel disease, and Crohn's disease. If you or a loved one have experienced these health problems, you may be entitled to money damages. Call the law firm of Schwartzapfel, Trochowski, Marcus Sachs, PC at 800-966-4999. Protect your rights by calling now. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-966-4999. That's 800-966-4999. Schwartzapfel Partners at fightingforyou.com. 51 East 42nd Street, New York City.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Pick up any paper, and what do you see? More bad news about the current state of the economy, right? But downturns can have their advantages for those who are willing to seek the benefits and be creative. Some of the most well-known companies in the U.S. were started during less than ideal economic times. IBM, Walt Disney, Microsoft, and Wikipedia, to name a few. Well, 76 Mortgage wants to give you some promising news about the real estate market. One, there are a record number of homes for sale right now, which gives you, the home buyer or real estate investor, the edge to negotiate the price you want. Two, loan rates are still at historical lows, so you have a much better chance of finding the home you want at the price you want and at the lowest rate possible than you did a year or two ago. For your free confidential loan evaluation, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 09074133.
Call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
Hi, I'm Joel Stemple with Valley National Asset Management at 8180 North Hayden Road, Scottsdale. You might not need me. Maybe you funded your IRA. Maybe your 401ks are doing well. Maybe your kids' education has been taken care of. Maybe your retirement is fully funded and you're lying on a beach in Hawaii. Maybe your current financial advisor is working well for you. On second thought, maybe you do need me. If you're not one of those people whose finances are completely in order, please call me, Joel, at 480-922-3005 so that I can be your trusted advisor. You owe it to yourself and your family. That's Joel at 480-922-3005 or log on to www.valleynational.net and don't forget the www.
Joel Stemple is a registered representative and investment advisor representative with and offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5-9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5-9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter where you go. If it's a million miles away or just a mile up the road, take it in, take it with you when you go.
Trev Jr. Posts in our chat room. And this is, I've seen the statistic elsewhere, this is solid stuff. Let's also keep in mind that Barack Obama got 91,000 votes, 91,663 votes yesterday. That was 26% of the Democratic vote. But look at just the raw number, 91,000 votes in West Virginia. John McCain winning the Republican primary with only 76% of the vote, by the way, got 89,000 votes. So Barack Obama yesterday got more votes in West Virginia than John McCain did. Now, granted, the Republican contest was not all that hot, but nonetheless, I find that fascinating. I got an entire board here full of calls. As usual, we're just totally slammed, and we've got 5 minutes, I think, less than 6 minutes left in the segment. So I'm going to ask you to keep your comments really short. I'll keep my answers really short, and let's just get through some of this stuff here. 866-303-2270, George in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, George, what's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Quick question about your book signing down the street from me on Friday. A lot of people around here are trying to plan their trip either there or to Chicago, to the Green Fest. Are you going to give a little rant before the book signing?
Yes.
Or after?
Yeah, that's my plan, assuming the bookstore will allow me to do it. Usually they do, and that's to talk for about an hour and then half hour to an hour and then sign books for an hour or so.
Well, that'll be fantastic. And by the way, your comment about Rush Limbaugh's effect in Indiana, don't underestimate your effect either. I spent half my time in South Bend. And I heard three people streaming you in three separate offices during Monday and Tuesday of the week of the primaries.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, thank you very much, George. And thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you on Friday. Yep. Kari in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Is it Kari or Kerry?
Yeah, good afternoon. Two quick things. One is I like what you said about the amount of votes that Brock had. People forget that West Virginia actually has 94.9% Caucasian, and everybody else makes up the rest.
Yeah.
So for him to get 91,000 votes there isn't a small feat. The second,
especially when that's 2,000 votes more than John McCain got.
Exactly. The second thing is, you were talking earlier about whether it's racist for black people to vote for Barack and racist for white people to vote for Hillary. Well,
if they do it purely on the basis of race.
Right, just because of the race. Well, the thing that people do forget is that knowing who Hillary was, she had the majority of the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
But before, and that was before people had a chance to actually listen to him, and before she started talking and actually stumbling over herself.
But see, I think it was more that they started listening to him. And I think what this says is that the African-American vote in the United States, by and large, is an issues-based vote. It is not a race-based vote. Because Hillary Clinton, in the beginning of this battle, everybody, you know, could look at all of them standing up there and go, yeah, Barack Obama, that guy is at least part African-American, or he's African-American, he's part African. And yet, the majority of the African-American community in the United States was supporting Hillary Clinton early on. When everything that, the only thing that people had to do was look, the African-Americans were supporting Hillary Clinton because they knew her positions. When they got to know his positions, they started supporting him. That says to me that they're not voting based on race.
And that's the thing. I myself am an African-American, and most of me and my friends actually were for Hillary Clinton. But after we started listening to what he was saying, and after we started listening to her, and, you know, her things like, I didn't support NAFTA before, but then, and then afterwards it came out, well, I sort of did. You know, it's shifted. And her stumbling over herself and us listening to what he actually was offering and not really stumbling over himself, but them trying to put other people's words as his, sort of made you gravitate towards him.
Yeah, she didn't do herself any favor with the whole Bosnia thing and whatnot. But, good point. Kari, thanks a lot for the call. David in Detroit, Michigan, listening on WDTW. Hey, David.
Hello, yeah. Thank you for taking my call, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my
call. You're welcome. Your point.
Yeah, I was wondering why it's so she was a presumptuous nominee when she first started, and all of a sudden things started to change to go negative towards her, and then all of a sudden she's pushing negativity towards Obama to try to not to get him the nomination for the President of the United States. And I believe this is a historical, even though he's a black man, that I'm a white man, I think it's pretty good that America's seeing the light kind of way, where the black Americans were so suppressed in America for over, you know, 60, 80 years.
Try 400 years. But, yeah, no, your point is well taken. Thank you very much, David, for making it. Jeff in Orange County, California, excuse me, listening to K-Talk. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, first of all, I think she's very divisive, letting Geraldine Ferraro make her racist comments. And
as soon as Geraldine Ferraro said that, she was toast. She was out.
Good, but and then also during the ABC debate with Stephanopoulos, she was encouraging all the Reverend Wright commentary, and you know, she's and 20%.
That was fairly evident, Jeff. But I don't think that she was doing that for race. I think she was simply doing that because she thought that this is something that was going to hurt her opponent.
Any cost. I just want to say one thing. I think Bill Richardson would be a fantastic vice presidential pick for Barack.
I absolutely agree with you. I think he, for a whole, not just for all the political reasons, but also because he's a good man and he's a good candidate. Sheldon, thanks for the call. Sheldon in Boca Raton, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Sheldon.
Yes, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. One thing. The other day you said that our wars were racist. And
I said what? I'm sorry?
You said that America's wars were racist.
I said that what has happened in most of our wars is that racism has emerged as one of the things that we have used to rally people. I understand. You know, this happens in every war. This happens in every nation.
You have to do it, because if you don't, you're looking at your enemy as a human being.
That's right.
And you're less apt to kill him.
That's right. And that's the horror of war. I mean, we have to acknowledge war is legalized mass murder. And in order to get average people, normal people, people who are not sociopaths and murderers, to actually kill other people, you have to dehumanize those other people first. And
that's my point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you said it very well, Sheldon. Thank you. And it's a horrible and terrible thing. And that's that's why war is the ultimate crime. That's why, you know, crimes against humanity, war, that's why the Nuremberg Tribunal, you know, was all about the war, the preemptive war. This is why the war that George Bush did with Iraq for, in my opinion, purely political reasons. I think that the war against Iraq and the ongoing occupation, but I think they thought the war was going to be resolved in a matter of a couple of months, and they did it for political, for the 2002 and the 2004 elections. And yeah, the worst of all reasons to organize legalized slaughter.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to Tightwatt.com right now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Fires have damaged or destroyed dozens of homes in Central Florida, and investigators say some of them may have been deliberately set. A man was arrested this morning who was seen sparking one small blaze when he threw something out his car window.
It was a glass bottle with some type of accelerant inside. That's what we've recovered.
Palm Bay Police Chief Bill Berger says officers tracked down Brian Croder with the help of residents who spotted him running past their homes. Actor Dennis Quaid is on Capitol Hill today appealing to members of Congress to lift a federal ban on suing drug companies.
A federal ban on lawsuits against drug companies would not just deny victims compensation for the harm that has been done to them. It would also relieve drug companies of the responsibility to make drugs as safe as they can be, and moreover, to correct problems after that drug has been on the market.
Quaid and his wife went through near-fatal drug mix-up in which his newborn twins were given 1,000 times the normal dose of a blood thinner. About 7,000 Americans die every year from medication errors. Hillary Clinton scored a huge victory in West Virginia, but Barack Obama is already looking to the fall election and a campaign against John McCain. Today he went to Michigan to try to connect with people who have lost their jobs.
When John McCain came to Michigan in January and said that we couldn't bring back all the jobs that have been lost back to America, he was right. We can't bring back every single job. But where he was wrong was in suggesting that there's nothing we can do to replace those jobs or create new ones.
Obama is proposing that the government spend $90 million a year to double a program that has helped manufacturers improve efficiency and growth. Inflation pressures eased a bit in April despite the biggest jump in food prices in 18 years. Consumer prices edged up 0.2% last month. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is now up 125 points. This is AP Radio News. Tens of thousands of people have been left homeless or are missing in China following this week's massive earthquake. Mei Mei Liang with World Vision says she and others will be going into the hardest hit areas soon.
We plan to do assessments to personally meet the community and the community leaders and to talk with them about the urgent needs.
The dams have been badly cracked by the tremor, and there are concerns that if they break, several towns could be swamped. In Myanmar, thousands are also in need of assistance, but a UN humanitarian relief spokesman says it's still hard to say just how many need help.
We know that there are some spontaneous camps, the people both living in makeshift shelters, close to where they live, and others have moved out of the more affected areas.
The death toll there may top 120,000. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has taken her family's private battle with Alzheimer's public. She's urging Congress to speed research. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by University of Phoenix. One university understands how you live today and where you want to go tomorrow. University of Phoenix, thinking ahead since 1976, offering online and on-campus classes. 480-557-2000.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
So people have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Most businesses move online because of the 24/7 accessibility that potential clients have to information they need about you. But most of all, it's because of the cost effectiveness. Consider that if your website is well designed, it can become your 24/7 sales rep and promotional person that you don't have to pay overtime to. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is interested in only one thing, making your business work for you. Atomic Medium Web is your one-stop shop for all your online and web needs. Let Atomic Medium help your business explode on the internet. Simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. That's 480-736-2711. Atomic Medium Web was also a proud sponsor of Randy's return to the airwaves in Phoenix. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com for all your website building needs.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Has this oath become nothing more than a quaint, obsolete little exercise?
Well, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Well, could it be that the biggest problem in America, or one of the biggest crises that we face, is not a crisis of who's going to be president or not, although that's going to be a big one, or who's going to be on the Supreme Court, it's going to be defined by that, but by how many of us are SOMA'd out? You'll recall Aldous Huxley, I think it was Brave New World was his book, where he talked about the drug SOMA that the government was routinely dispensing to everybody. If you go back and read Alexis de Tocqueville's 1836 classic, Democracy in America, he has this chapter about, toward the end, I think the title of the chapter was Words to the Effect of What American Democracy Has to Fear. And he talks about the numbing, the gradual numbing of Americans. What if it's happening pharmaceutically? There's some really interesting studies that have just come out that I think, frankly, should raise a lot of alarm bells for all of us. And I just wanted to briefly share with you some of my experiences with these and my perspective on it. First of all, this from the Associated Press, Linda Johnson, the AP business writer. For the first time, it appears that more than half of all insured Americans are taking prescription medications regularly. Now, most of these are for chronic health problems. The numbers are gathered by Medco Health Solutions, which is a health insurance company that covers about a fifth of insured Americans. Half of all insured Americans taking medication, number one. Number two, this from the Newhouse News Service by Robert Cohen. The article entitled Surge in Antidepressant Medications or Prescriptions touches off a debate. The most widely prescribed drugs in America are not for pain or cholesterol management or heartburn or hypertension. They're for depression. 232.7 million prescriptions for antidepressants were written by doctors last year. That's an increase of 25 million since 2003. Charles Barber has a new book out about this called Comfortably Numb, How Psychiatry is Medicating a Nation. There's another interesting study, or an interesting article, written by Jonelle Alekia, the health writer at MSNBC, titled Without TV Ads, Restless Legs May Take a Hike, pointing out that these designer disorders that we have, that while this drug that was Repinerol hydrochloride, which was originally developed for Parkinson's disease, and they found it caused people whose legs were twitching a little bit, or even a lot, to stop twitching. In fact, everything stopped twitching. They started marketing this stuff once it was under patent, and they could make a lot of money on it, started marketing this stuff like crazy. You know, do you have restless leg syndrome? And it turns out that in the studies that they did where they compared this drug, you know, looking for efficacy and safety, where they compared this drug against a placebo, against a sugar pill, and people didn't know which they were getting, 35% of the people who were taking this drug dropped out of the study because of the side effects. Side effects that include things like compulsive gambling, compulsive sexual promiscuity, or falling asleep while driving. I mean, these are literally life-threatening promiscuity, AIDS, falling asleep while driving, life-threatening side effects. And yet this drug was aggressively marketed. Now it has gone, in fact, within a year, sales of Requip, or if that's how it's pronounced, had doubled, climbing from $165 million in 2005 to nearly $330 million in 2006. So you can see that investing a few million dollars in TV advertising for pharmaceuticals produces big returns. By last year, nearly 4.4 million prescriptions were written for the drug, with sales of nearly $491 million. That's up from $165 million back in 2005, before they started this aggressive marketing program. But now the drug is going generic. So you probably won't see ads for it anymore. And the sales will probably start to fall off. And frankly, for folks who are experiencing restless leg syndrome, there's a fair body of evidence that this may be associated actually with calcium deficiency, and taking some Tums or taking calcium supplements and walking every day simply solves the problem, or at least for many people. I mean, not to play Dr. Dina Dell here. I'm not trying to do that. But, at what point do we say, hey, wait a minute, you know, it's too many drugs? My wife, Louise, back a decade ago, made a living, part of what she did was as a life coach for adults with attention deficit disorder, primarily, you know, her practice focused on entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs who were struggling with their ADHD, and with couples who were in crisis as a consequence of one of the members of the couple having ADHD. And she had a very, very successful practice. And the startling thing was the number of people who came to her, who had originally gone in to see a physician for ADHD, got, you know, one of the stimulant drugs, typically, you know, Ritalin, something like that, couldn't sleep, ended up getting a drug for sleeping. Then they were having panic attacks because if you take the sleeping drugs day after day after day, they start causing anxiety during the daytime. So then they got put on SSRIs on the Prozac type drugs for the anxiety. And then they were finding that they were in many cases basically addicted to a half a dozen or more drugs. And just, you know, helping these people detox or watching them or walking them through the process of detoxing, it was a pretty amazing thing. With these cholesterol-reducing drugs, a member of my family was taking one of these Lipitor family drugs, these statin drugs, and for high cholesterol, and started experiencing the classic side effect of excruciating pain in his legs. He stopped taking the drug and started taking Chinese herbs, and his blood pressure went down and his cholesterol went down even more than when he was taking the statin drug, and all the side effects went away. Now, obviously, these are just, you know, purely anecdotal studies, and I'm not here to promote the agenda of of anybody who's anti-medication. I am personally not anti-medication. There are times when a lot of these medications are very useful. But have we gone way over the edge? You look at the number of kids who have been involved in school shootings who were on SSRI drugs, on the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It's incredible. I remember in 1978, Louise and I started the New England Salem Children's Village. It's a community residential treatment facility for severely emotionally disturbed or abused kids. And we took the kids who couldn't make it in foster care, who couldn't make it in any other part of the system, and if they didn't make it in our program, the next stop was either the children's jail or the psychiatric hospital. And I'm proud to say that in the 4 years I ran that program, we only had two kids who couldn't make it. But nonetheless, back in 78 through 83, very rarely when we were doing intake on these kids, very rarely did we have kids coming in with psychiatric medications associated with them. They had, you know, severe abuse. There was dysfunctions in families. I mean, just, you know, terrible, terrible situations. I remember, you know, one of the first kids I did intake on was the daughter of her father, of her sister by her father. I mean, it was just, you see these horrible situations. But very rarely were the drugs associated with them. I'm still on the board of that organization. In fact, up until last year, I was president of the board. And here 30 years later. And virtually all of the kids who are being referred into our program, and you can see the website for it, salemchildrensvillage.org, virtually all of the kids coming into the program now are coming with prescriptions. And some of them are coming with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 prescriptions. It is just absolutely incredible. Who's ADD out here? I'll raise my hand and say, I'm a member of that club or that tribe or whatever you want to call it. And I'll tell you, I was saved by Sputnik. I was in first grade in 1956 when Sputnik went up, or 57, second grade, I forget which it was. And when Sputnik went up, Eisenhower got totally freaked out, and he said, we've got to do something. We've got to identify the smart kids out there and move them along as fast as they can. And I was really fortunate that I was one of two kids in my class who was pulled out and put into an accelerated education program where I could learn pretty much anything I wanted as fast as I wanted for the next five or six years. And the result of that was a couple of years of foreign language, a couple of years of Latin. I could do math through trig by the time I was in sixth grade. I was reading at a college level. When I was 14, I got a summer scholarship to Michigan State University. All as a result of that, within 5 years, that program was gone. The Vietnam War had started up, you know, by the time the 60s came along, by the late 60s, or the mid-60s, all that money for education, all that money for education that had been going to gifted kids was instead going to the war in Vietnam. And my youngest brother, who is every bit as smart as I am and probably smarter, he was diagnosed as, oh, look at this kid, he's hyperactive. Well, I was just as hyperactive, but I could learn anything I wanted. I didn't have to sit quietly all day long in the classroom. I was saved by Sputnik. Are we over-medicating our kids? Are we over-medicating our society? Are we damaging ourselves? Are we becoming a society of soma numbed out? And maybe this is the reason why there's not people out in the streets. Is 10% of us, 10% of adults in America are on psychiatric medication right now. Half of all Americans are regularly taking prescription medication, all insured Americans. Have we gone past a point of rational use of these things? Are we is this our Valley of the Dolls moment? Back in the 60s, when that book came out, Valley of the Dolls, I would say half the mothers of the kids that I knew were on Valium. It was so popular back in the early 60s. And all these women were getting addicted to it, these housewives, you know, housewife heroin. Are we there again?
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know you don't have to be retired to join? Even better, did you know it's only $12.50 for a full year's membership? It's true. You get exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Like affordable long-term care insurance, nationwide eye health savings, and supplemental group services. AARP works hard to promote health and financial security for all Americans. And AARP tackles the tough issues, like health insurance and age discrimination in the workplace. Join today for just $12.50, and your spouse gets a
membership free. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564. Call now and your spouse joins for free. We'll even send you a free pedometer just for joining AARP today. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicle, or your business. What would you do without your home, your auto, or your business? Could you afford the cost of a fire, theft, or a flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or an underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings or employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency, 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, invested in our community, with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Hey, Jim, there's something wrong with my GPS phone.
What the?
Every time I hit enter, it reads 1130.
What are you trying to find?
A good restaurant, downtown Phoenix, great atmosphere. See, it did it again. 1130. You think I need tech support?
Oh, wait a minute. You're looking for a great dining experience, right? Somewhere you can impress people, right? Five-star food at ordinary prices, yeah. Cool indoor-outdoor patio stuff. 1130.
I'm calling tech support.
You don't need tech support. Just take your phone to 1130.
Dude, not funny.
1130, the restaurant in the Arizona Center. You know, 455 North 3rd Street, Suite 1130.
Oh, yeah. Right under the escalator. Right off the green. Now I feel silly.
At least your phone's smart. Get it? Smartphone.
Stop by 1130, the restaurant, for fast service and great lunches, dinners, and weekend brunches, or a casual happy hour. Good food and fun every day at 1130, the restaurant.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them. All in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
When a vital document or truckload of goods needs to be with your customer now, time is money. Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand personalized service statewide, so your package can be picked up any time of day with the fastest guaranteed delivery by professional drivers who will give you exclusive attention. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service, 480-922-4929, or log on to lightningcourierservice.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
You've got a headache, and I've got some strange disease. Don't worry about it. This pill will set your mind at ease. It's called Progenitorivox. It's made by Squab Merle Co. It's a life-enhancing miracle, but there are some things you should know.
It may cause agitation, palpitations, excessive salivation, constipation, male lactation, rust-colored urination, hallucinations, bad vibrations, mild electric shock sensations. But it's worth it for the drugs I need. My disease may not be fatal, but I can ease my fears by taking two $12 pills each day for 50 years. They've spent billions to convince me, so now I realize Progenitorivox beats diet and exercise. I've got insurance.
Oh, my. 22 minutes past the hour. Yeah, half of all Americans with insurance are on Progenitorivox or something similar to it. And what does that mean for this country? What does that mean for this country? I am frankly a lot concerned about this. I've seen it with friends. I've seen it with family. I've, as I said, I see it with the kids who are coming through our program, coming into our program in New Hampshire. Also, the school that we started there 10 years ago, the Hunter School, as in Hunter in a Farmer's World. In my opinion, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD, is actually not a disease per se, but it is a context disorder. That if somebody, the three principal characteristics of ADHD are, number one, distractibility. You know, the kid is supposed to be listening to the teacher, but he's noticing the fly walking across the ceiling, or the guy outside mowing the lawn. Number two, impulsivity, making quick decisions. In other words, he speaks out or she speaks out, interrupts people, you know, without thinking or without actually having the control to the self-control not to interrupt or to make quick decisions. And number three, a desire for high levels of stimulation, which translates very often into risk-taking behavior. That's the three-legged stool upon which rests the diagnosis of attention deficit disorder. And my first book on this topic, which I wrote back in 1992, called ADD, A Different Perception, which was based actually on an article I wrote in 1980 for the Journal of Orthomolecular Psychiatry. It was published in the journal, and that was following 2 years of studies that we did with the kids at Salem, based on the work of Ben Feingold. The hypothesis that I put forward in that book is that in a hunting-gathering society, which is where we all started, in a hunting-gathering society, those three characteristics are not liabilities, they're assets. If you're a hunter and you're going through the forest, you need to be noticing everything around you all the time. Because if you fail to notice that little flash of light over there that's the rabbit, you may miss lunch. Or you may miss the week's food and you may starve. And if you fail to miss that flash of light over your left shoulder that's the bear coming up on you, you may become its lunch. So distractibility would be an asset. And in fact, one of the ways that the psychological profession, and I was on the roster of psychotherapists in Vermont for a number of years, so I don't think speaking out of school. The way that the psychotherapeutic profession has justified distractibility as being a pathology, as they say, if you take a distractible child and you put him in a very, very boring environment, he becomes more distractible. And in fact, it's true. But, you know, think about it. If you're going through the forest and you don't see anything to eat and you're supposed to be looking for lunch, you need to be scanning even more. That's that distractibility, a scanning behavior. So number one, distractibility. I call it scanning, and I think it's a good thing in a hunting-gathering world. And and we'll get to, in just a second, how that applies to adults and children today. Number two, impulsivity. If you're chasing a rabbit through the forest and a deer goes by, you don't have time to pull out a pad and a pen and say, let's do a risk-benefit analysis. Let's carefully consider this. Let's see. On the left side, we've got the rabbit. On the right side, we've got the deer. On the left side, rabbit, easier to catch. On the other hand, liability, less meat. Now, on the other side, deer, harder to catch, but more meat. By the time you... I mean, they're both gone by that time. Instead, you'd have to make an instantaneous decision and, in fact, be following through on that decision, pulling the bow and arrow or throwing the spear or firing the gun or whatever it may be, before you even realize that you've thought it out. Behavior preceding cognition, or at least the knowledge of cognition, the knowledge of thinking. That's the dictionary definition of impulsivity. It would be a good thing in that world. And the third diagnostic criteria for ADHD, risk-taking behavior, need for high levels of arousal. The person who wakes up in the morning and says, in a hunting-gathering world, and says, you know, there's lions and tigers and bears out there. I'm not going to go out there. There's things that want to eat me as much as I want to eat them. I'm afraid of taking risks. That person would starve. But the person who says, hey, there's things out there that want to eat me as much as I want to eat them. I'm going to go out and find lunch. That person's going to be very successful. Now, once agriculture came along, everything changed. Agriculture and the Industrial Revolution, now we value, you know, picking bugs off plants hour after hour after hour. You have to have a lot of focus, and you can't be impulsive. And there's no risk involved. I mean, the land is all fenced in. So all of these behaviors that would make a person as an adult a great cop or a great test pilot or a great author or a great investigative journalist or a great talk show host, I'm telling you, you find this ADD throughout the media, or there's so many other areas, a great investigative scientist that would make people so good in so many areas, makes them lousy as bookkeepers, makes them lousy as bureaucrats, makes them lousy at the farmer occupations, as it were. And so I'm suggesting that this is ADHD specifically, is a context disorder. And the solution is not to change the neurochemistry of our children or adults. The solution is to change the environment, to make our schools more stimulating for kids who need stimulation, to make the workplace more stimulating for, or help people find careers, appropriate careers, where they actually get that stimulation so they don't need to take the stimulant drugs. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
For survivors, I'm Ed Donahue. Rescuers in China have reached the epicenter of this week's deadly earthquake. The number of dead at this point is almost 15,000. Mei Mei Liang is an aid worker with World Vision in Chengdu.
People are just using their bare hands in the rescue effort, but now we are seeing cranes being sent in to remove the debris.
12 American tourists were found safe near the epicenter. The International Red Cross estimates deaths from the cyclone in Myanmar could be as high as 128,000. A man is under arrest in Florida in connection with the wildfires there. Police say they found something that they say links Brian Crowder to the crime.
It was a glass bottle with some type of accelerant inside. That's what we've recovered.
AAA says the price of gas on average spiked to more than $3.75 a gallon. In Jerusalem today, President Bush says America stands with Israel.
Here we are in the heart of a thriving democracy, and yet that democracy, as our other democracies, are being challenged by extremists.
The Dow is up 120 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
He's talking about his hot wife.
Some say I'm robbing the cradle, but I say she's robbing the grave.
Yeah, John McCain did not take kindly to Jack Murtha saying he was too old to be president.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now that's good eating.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And I just want to be on record as saying I'm not opposed to medications or to drugs in general. In fact, the fact of the matter is I'm medicated right now. I'm on my second cup. Actually, I had a cup of coffee earlier, and I'm on my second cup of caffeine, my first cup of Earl Grey tea. So, you know, I probably got 300 milligrams of caffeine in me, as you might be able to tell. And last night, I'm on the board of our community association, our floating home community, and we had a board meeting, and I took some drugs then, too. I had a glass of wine after the meeting was over, and we were sitting around talking with our neighbors. I'm not opposed to medication. I'm not opposed to pharmaceuticals. I'm not opposed to even stimulant medication for people with ADHD. I have seen it save some people's lives. I've seen it really turn some people around. What I'm saying is, as a society, we need to ask ourselves, have we reached a point where we're over-relying on this? Because fundamentally, particularly with our schools, the question is, do we change our school to make it more friendly to our kids? And I saw this, by the way, when I was in Taiwan. I just saw an amazing school there. The teacher got up and she explained in about 5 minutes, this is a class of about 50 kids, explain in about 5 minutes the topic. And you can explain anything in 5 minutes, you know, long division, quadratic equations, whatever. You can explain it in 5 minutes. Doesn't mean everybody's going to understand it. She explained it, you know, on the board. And then she asked, who understands this in the classroom? And about 4 or 5 kids out of 40 or 50 stood up. And then she sat down and she said, now you teach them. And those kids that were standing had the kids around them form into groups. And as the kids who were sitting got it, they stood up and participated in the teaching with the kids who were standing, and you could see learning moving across that classroom like a wave until every kid in the class was standing at the end of the hour. Every kid in the class got it, and the teacher walked around as a consultant, essentially, to the kids who were teaching. This is called peer instruction, and it really works. So the question is, are we going to change our schools in a way that meets the needs of all of our children, which that, for example, does? It's the old one-room schoolhouse model, frankly. Or are we going to take a drug and put it into the brains of kids and modify their brains? By the way, this is such good news. A pigeon alert! The Vatican's chief astronomer says that believing in aliens does not contradict faith in God. See, I'm telling you, those pigeons, they're from the planet Xenu, and they are spies. They're actually robots, but they were made by aliens. The Reverend Jose Gabriel Fuentes, the Jesuit director of the Vatican Observatory, says that the vastness of the universe means it is possible that there could be other forms of life outside Earth, even intelligent ones. This was published Tuesday in the Vatican's newspaper, Le Osservatore Romano. He says that such a notion of aliens doesn't contradict our faith, because aliens would also be God's creatures. In fact, the headline of the article was titled, "The Extraterrestrial is My Brother." And he said to not believe in the possibility of the existence of aliens would be like putting limits on God's creative freedom. So, there. All you pigeon skeptics, and we now have, by the way, pigeon icons in the chat room. Every now and then the pigeons show up there listening. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington, listening on Talk 1090. Hey, Jackie, what's up?
Hi. There's a common malady that's exploited by the drug companies, acid reflux, which I got the symptoms of. And I went to my allopathic doctor and got prescribed the purple pill for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that, so I went to another physician in my town who is trained at Duke and also an Ayurvedic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I took bitters, slippery elm, licorice, ginger, and hydrochloric acid, which is actually stomach acid.
Right.
And it went away.
Yeah. And that and the other thing that's a big one with acid reflux is posture and walking. A lot of people, if they just start standing up straight and they walk more frequently, then the esophagus, you know, the stomach stays below the abdominal, I forget the name of the, you know, the where it passes through that muscle at the base of the lungs, and I'm forgetting all my anatomy now. But in any case, yeah, it is a sphincter actually, but it's in any case the diaphragmatic sphincter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes the part of the stomach will get up above that too, and then you get the acid going up there, and that's more easily solved by simply you know, good posture and walking and things like that. So you're spot on, Jackie. There's so many ways to solve so many of these problems that are not considered because, hey, you know, let's give them drugs first. Obsidian in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Obsidian.
Hi, Tom. One, at least I'm glad to know I can actually believe in myself, even though I might be an ET or non-ET or whatever.
There you go.
So, well, hey, to some other intelligent being in another planet, in another galaxy, hey, that's good to know, you know?
Yeah, it
but
is.
Anyway, to the point of your talk and all that, one, it's no doubt in my mind as to the reason why the pharmaceuticals are slowing down the younger generation, such as kids that are under teenage, as well as adult age, because a lot of the kids are generally either starseed kids, starseed adults and whatnot, and the information of where this comes from that you can research at your leisure is by a Dr. Boylan. He has a site online.
Go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead. You were going to give a website. Go ahead.
Okay. drboylan.com.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the theory, and there's a whole variety of these obsidian that kind of tie together that these are special kids and that this is a special time and that old souls are coming to Earth and all these sorts of things. And, you know, it may be. I honestly don't know. I suspect my personal take on it is that it's the confluence of a culture that is rapidly changing. And I think that we've, you know, other cultures have seen this, Mayan cultures, Native American cultures. It's a confluence of a culture that's rapidly changing, technology that's changing, and kids being born into this time of change and adapting to it. But I don't know. I can't say that I absolutely know, so I'm not going to try. Let's see. Gene in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hi. I was hoping that at some point you could have on Christopher Bryson. With his book, The Fluoride Deception,
Here in Portland, there's a local dentist who is very outspoken about this. We're one of the few major cities in the United States that does not fluoridate our water supply. And there is always the campaign to put fluoride in the water supply, and it's a hot topic. It's a very hot topic, Gene. And you know, whether fluoride is a carcinogen or whether it's a poison or not, and you know, it, apparently it is a waste product from refining aluminum. And so it's very, you know, it used to be that they used to have to spend a lot of money to dispose of the stuff. Now they just put it in the water supply. Whether that is good for us or bad for us, I honestly don't know. It's not, you know, I haven't researched that the way I have attention deficit disorder, so I can't say. But it's an interesting topic, and yeah, you're right. We should bring it up sometime, get some experts on. Noodles in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on KPHX. Hey, Noodles.
Hey, Tom, what's going on? Love the show today.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you've ever seen a movie called THX 1138.
I have
by
not.
By George Lucas.
I have not. By George Lucas.
It's one of his first movies that he ever did is in made in the late 60s. Uh-huh. And it's literally about a society of people that live underground, and it's illegal for them not to take the drugs that basically the government prescribes to them.
Well, you know, this is, we're sort of there. This is an article from the Washington Post. I'll just read you the first sentence. The U.S. Okay. government has injected hundreds of foreigners it has deported with dangerous psychotropic drugs against their will to keep them sedated during the trip back to their home country, according to medical records, internal documents, and interviews with people who have been drugged. We're forcing
wow.
people to take drugs.
Wow.
So,
that's
I mean, great. You know, and these are not folks who are being medicated because, you know, hey, they're potentially harmful to themselves or others. These are folks who are being medicated because it's easier to transport them that way. And I think that that's a huge line that we've stepped over as a society, and not a good one, not a healthy one. Mike in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi. I like your analysis. I've had ADHD, if you want to call it that, and have read your book, Hunter and Gatherer. You know, I, as far as depression and some of the other ailments that people are suffering, using your theory, I think that people just haven't been able to change as fast as the industrialized time period in this country or in the world. And things were moving slow during, for the last 10,000 years, and then all of a sudden thrust upon the psyche of a human being where with the work schedule and the responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And
the tyranny of choice that we talked about yesterday, the million options and all those other things. Mike, I think you raise a really important point, and let me just riff on that for a second. There is, and thanks for the call. There was a study, this is over 20 years ago, that was done, as I recall, in Kenya, where they went in and they said, okay, chimpanzees, about 5%, 5 to 15% of chimpanzees experience clinical depression the same as humans, where they disengage, they become socially disengaged, they don't eat, they don't sleep well, they withdraw to the perimeter of society. Let's go into a chimpanzee troop and dart out, you know, take out those chimps, not kill them, but hit them with a tranquilizer gun and remove them, remove the depressed chimps. Let's pull them out and see what happens. They did this. And over a six-month period, or maybe it was a year, as I recall, 6 months or a year in any case, what happened was the entire chimpanzee troop died. Why? Because the depressed ones, and they were taking turns being depressed, by the way, just like humans do it. In other words, it was episodic. Because the depressed ones, because they were hypervigilant, because they weren't sleeping, because they had socially disengaged and put themselves around the periphery of the community, they were the ones who were sounding the alert. They were the ones who saw the python coming through the tree. They were the ones who first noticed the lion that was stalking the troop. They were the ones who saw danger. And one of the scientists who did this study concluded the study by saying, perhaps the depressives among us, the Ernest Hemingways, the Albert Camus, waving the flag saying, hey, wait a minute. Maybe they are our early warning system.
The Tom Hartman Program. The true people's radio. Tom Hartman. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Can you sing as well as this?
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching.
Or rhyme like this.
A lead stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Then log on to Aleve.com to sing about how Aleve lets you move pain-free. Your song could be in our next commercial.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use it directly. No purchase necessary. For rules and entry information, visit www.aleve.com. Contest ends 6/30/2008. U.S. residents 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
The Stanley Cup playoffs on Versus.
He scores! It's Getty Malkin!
Carter with a back and reach scores! Jeff Carter!
There are two teams left standing in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Will the Penguins or the Flyers move on to play for the Cup?
Loophole scores!
The Flyers. The Penguin. It's Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final. Thursday at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific. The Stanley Cup playoffs on Versus. The Cup changes everything.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Not sure if you've noticed it, but on pretty much every block in this city, there's at least one home for sale. And I've also read on CNN's financial page that mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been in quite some time. Well, putting those things together, it would lead you to believe now is the time to buy. Whether you're looking to get into your first home or to invest in real estate properties, 76 Mortgage is a great place to turn to. They're a locally owned, small-town mortgage company with more than a decade of experience in the mortgage business. And they're dedicated to service. They're going to find you the best rates out there and give you the kind of service you won't find at any big bank. So call them today, 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626, MB number 0907413. Or look for them on the web at 76mortgage.com. Or check them out at our website, 1480kphx.com. Look for their banner ad there. Don't put it off any longer. Call 76 Mortgage today.
Conscience collection designer Gary Patak knows. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. Now you never have to fight with your friends again. ConscienceCollection.com offers conflict-free diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are truly free from all the tension, controversy, and conflict of gem mining. Indulge yourself or your favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. Shop precious diamonds available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. Visit ConscienceCollection.com for gorgeous jewelry compatible with your values. That's www.ConscienceCollection.com.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Super Beans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
And Sean Taylor, our producer, is keeping an eye on the comments for today's show over at TomHartmann.com to decide who's going to get an autographed copy of Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, my most recent book in bookstores now, in fine bookstores all across the country. And in fact, we will be signing that, along with hopefully other of my books, at Frugal Muse Books at 7 p.m., corner of the southeast corner of 75th and Lamont Road in Darien. And Louise has confirmed, yes, I will be giving a talk there. It won't be the whole hour rant that I'll be doing at the Green Festival, which will actually be on another topic on Saturday. It will probably be about a half hour, and then we'll be signing books and stuff. So be sure and drop by. It should be a lot of fun. Ellen Ratner is with us. I'm going to take one quick call here before we get to that, and because Mike in Burien has been waiting. Mike, a quick comment you wanted to make?
Yeah, basically, Tom, getting back to the children's ADD problem and drugging them down, I think I've heard you talk before about corn syrup.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think first a dietitian should maybe take over first.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Very, very well said, yeah. And corn syrup is in my opinion, is a toxin. I just, you know, it's you take, I can't tell you how many people I know who've taken corn syrup out of their diet, and they lose weight, and their brain works better. By the way, there's a book out called The Surviving America's Depression Epidemic, How to Find Morale, Energy, and Community in a World Gone Crazy from Chelsea Green by Bruce Levine. And thanks, a tip of the hat to the folks in the chat room for this. And he points out in his book that in several studies done in the United States, the average psychiatrist is diagnosing depression in less than 10 minutes. less than 3 minutes in many cases. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the line with our daily report of what's actually going on in the world. Hey, Ellen.
Well, we're going to start out the United Nations and go down to Washington. At the United Nations, John Holmes did the briefing on Myanmar, Burma, and he said that, is this incredible, Tom? The Secretary General has not been able to reach the general who is in charge of Myanmar, Burma, who's head of the junta, yeah. And for over 2 days.
I think they're hiding a genocide, Ellen. I think what that thing that you said was kind of the buzz. It makes so much sense that that's what's going on, is that Burma has been engaged, has done a Pol Pot, and they don't want the world to know.
Something's going on. They are saying that they are letting aid in, but they have increased, apparently, the people at various checkpoints to make sure that there are no foreigners involved. They are allowing relief workers from neighboring four countries, but not United Nations workers, et cetera.
Not good.
In the Senate, they are trying to get a collective bargaining bill for police, firemen, et cetera, and they want to attach, apparently McCain has his own alternative GI bill. They're trying to attach that, which would effectively kill the bill because, of course, if they can attach it, the Republicans, the Democrats don't want to vote for this GI bill, then that would effectively kill the collective bargaining bill.
And then, and then both groups get to say that the other group didn't vote for the GI Bill, and we're just playing politics here.
Absolutely.
It's such a shame that John McCain won't just say, Jim Webb did a good job, even though he's a Democrat. It's a good piece of legislation, the new GI Bill. We're going to sign on to it, and we're not going to come up with our own, and we're not going to use it to kill other pieces of legislation. That's tragic.
It is tragic. The president is Israel. He met with both Olmert and Shimon Peres, who is now the president of Israel. And in the Olmert meeting, his remarks, the president talked about making sure that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. So he cannot keep away from the Iran word. There was also a rocket from Gaza which hit an Israeli shopping center, and the president talked about Israel being a prosperous, hopeful land, and a beacon of democracy.
Now, 3 days ago, or perhaps it was 2 days ago, Keith Olbermann reported on Countdown, on his brilliant evening news show, that there was this big thing that was hyped by the Pentagon, that they were going to show 20,000 pieces of evidence, pieces of munitions and whatnot that could be tracked back to Iran to prove that Iran was responsible for killing Americans. And the press showed up, and when they showed up and they trotted all this stuff out, it turned out that they couldn't find made in Iran on any of it. In fact, none of it was made in Iran. Are you familiar with that?
That actually that happened at the Pentagon, as I understand it from our Pentagon correspondent Meredith McKenzie, that a report did come out and they were not able to track a majority of it. I think they found some, but nothing really significant.
The only guy who reported this story was Keith Olbermann. This seems like, Bush is running around going, we got to bomb Iran, and everybody covers it. When the military finally is forced to admit, no, we have no evidence, nobody covers it. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. We actually did talk about it on some of our shows.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't talk about it on yours. But
I mean MSNBC,
I
mean ABC, CBS, NBC, the big networks. It's not
right.
It's a big story.
Exactly. And what's, interesting about all of that, Tom, is that, in fact, they don't have the proof, and yet the president is still pushing everywhere he goes on Iran.
Right, and the other thing is, every time I see Iran's nuclear program, I see that phrase constantly in the media. Another story in the Washington Post yesterday, they should be saying Iran's nuclear energy program or nuclear electricity program, because that's what it is. That's how the Iranians refer to it. That's how most of the European press refers to it. The American press always leaves the impression that it's a nuclear bomb program.
Right, and there is no evidence at this point.
No, there's no evidence that they've enriched beyond 3.5%. You've got to enrich to 90% or greater to make bombs. So, anyway.
And let me just, as long as we are on the press, I did want to point out a story which I'm sure you have seen. I don't know if you've talked about it or not, but it just makes me crazy. Washington Post has been doing a full bunch of stories on the Immigration Naturalization Service and health care for detainees. Well, it turns out They did a 5,000-word story today talking about how detainees, when they're being deported, are being given, not all of them, illegal drugs, Haldol and other tranquilizer drugs
right.
by injection.
You're right, yeah. Serious prescription drugs to knock them down, basically, so they can more easily train. Yeah, we did mention that, and it's a big story. It's on the front page of the Washington Post today. Ellen Radner, TalkRadioNews.com. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
You're in the Democracy Zone.
Democracy
with
Zone.
Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Hebrew folklore says that the cat was created from the sneeze of a lion. Higgins has lion-like qualities, mostly stalking our visitors, but I'm not sure most lions would eat potato chips, although they may well like Purina One. Higgins likes both. You know, you are what you eat. The same is true with your cat, but what is your cat really eating? Now's a great time to find out. Get your free bag of Purina One and compare labels with your cat's current food. You'll see Purina One is made with real poultry or fish and healthy grains like oatmeal or rice. It's easy to see the difference between Purina One and other cat foods using the product comparison tool on PurinaOne.com. Purina One is so confident, you'll be surprised at your findings, that they're offering a free bag of cat food to help you get started. Read the label. I did, and Higgins now has a healthier coat and more energy. Ready to compare labels? Get your coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. 1-866-380-MEOW, and get your cat started on the Purina One Challenge today, or go online to PurinaOneChallenge.com.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Bush is pressing for peace in the Mideast, but today there is more violence in the region.
The rocket slammed into the top floor of a shopping mall in the southern Israeli city of Ashkelon. Among the wounded were four people briefly trapped under the rubble from the blast. Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility. Minutes earlier, President Bush discussed Mideast violence with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He threatened large-scale retaliation.
Israel naturally will not be able to tolerate continuous attacks on innocent civilians.
Israel charges Islamic Jihad gets its rockets from Iran. Mark Levy, Jerusalem.
Barack Obama is reaching out to blue-collar workers a day after being soundly beaten in West Virginia by Hillary Clinton. Campaigning in Michigan, Obama criticized John McCain for telling voters in January that many of the manufacturing jobs that have been lost in the state will not be coming back.
I won't stand here and tell you we're going to be able to bring back every job or that we're going to stop every single job from going overseas. But what I will tell you is that we can stop giving Bush tax breaks to companies that ship our jobs overseas.
Obama today also won the endorsement of NARAL. The abortion rights group says its political action committee is ready to go to work for Obama. Hillary Clinton is in Washington today trying to convince superdelegates that she is the strongest candidate to beat John McCain. The next primary for the Democratic candidates is Kentucky next Tuesday, where Clinton is again expected to rack up a sizable victory. A man was arrested today in Florida for throwing a glass bottle containing some kind of flammable liquid into the woods. It happened in an area where wildfires have scorched thousands of acres and damaged dozens of homes. A Marine at Camp Pendleton has now been ordered tried on murder charges in the killing of an unarmed detainee in Fallujah. He is among three Marines accused of shooting unarmed captives in November of 2004 during some of the heaviest fighting of the Iraq War. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 151. This is AP Radio News. A fifth person has now been charged in Florida in the murder of Washington Redskins star Sean Taylor. A 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder. He's also charged with armed burglary of an occupied dwelling. It seems like a lot more people are using cell phones rather than hardwired landlines in their homes. And the AP's Brian Thomas reports that's causing some problems for pollsters.
Polling organizations use computer-generated random number dialing to make their calls, but with many people ignoring hardwired calls, the polling accuracy is coming into question, forcing pollsters to try to use at least some wireless numbers. By late 2007...
Thriller is one of 25 recordings added to the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Also on the list, the 1977 recording of Earth sounds that flew aboard the spacecraft Voyager and some of Ronald Reagan's early radio broadcasts. The idea is to preserve recordings that are culturally significant. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
This report brought to you by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Think you know Vegas? You don't know Vegas right now. Find out what you're missing at visitlasvegas.com. Can you say Vegas, baby?
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Titewatt pool timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to Titewatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Titewatt timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to Titewatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Titewatt. Log on to Titewatt.com right now.
Hi, I'm Beth.
And I'm Jody.
And we are the owners of the 2 West Valley 2-Minute Truck Company. 2-Minute Truck is known for having a trained professional staff and for our outstanding customer service.
That's right. The West Valley 2-Minute Truck locations have everything you need to move. We offer reasonably priced boxes and packing supplies. We charge a flat hourly rate, and our staff is trained to carefully pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
But did you know that we have also helped businesses and organizations get to where they are going? If your business is growing, or if you are interested in a better location, call one of the West Valley 2-Minute Trucks. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or check us out on the web at wearemovers.com. That's we, the letter R, movers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with your move.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
The Mike Malloy Show.
They ridicule what we think we've seen. They talk to us as though we are so gullible. We really believe that David Copperfield ate an elephant or saw the Statue of Liberty in half or whatever lame-ass stuff he does during his show. They treat us like we are so stupid to fall for what we think we saw.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Where smart people get their news.
Well, you know, sometimes... Welcome back, by the way. Sometimes you know what you know. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you know what you don't know. Sometimes what you don't know, you do know. Sometimes even everything, as the Firesign Theater says, you know is wrong.
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync. You think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Is it possible? Audacia Ray edits the Village Voice sexuality blog Naked City, produces the weekly video show Naked City TV. She's the author of Naked on the Internet, Hookups, Downloads, and Cashing In on Internet Sexploration, and the award-winning director and producer of the porn feature The Buy Apple. She's a former sex worker who is an executive editor at Spread Magazine for 3 years and is now on the board of advocacy organization Sex Work Awareness, for which she edits the public education blog Sex Work 101, and her website is WakingVixen.com. A nerdy, naughty girl is how you describe yourself on your Audacia. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start out by making a distinction that I think it's really important to make at the beginning of this kind of a conversation, mm-hmm. and that is that the trafficking of women and children for purposes of sex, which is a major industry in the world as well as in the United States, the trafficking of women and children is something that we all universally deplore. That's the real exploitation, and I'm assuming young boys and men as well. For sexual purposes, but principally women and children. Something that is appropriately illegal this is not about that at all.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So what we're talking about are people who, consensual adults, who decide to enter into sexual relationships that may involve money and that certainly are not, you know, necessarily for the purpose of marriage or producing children.
Right. But it's also important to define what sexual relationships mean, because, I mean, I use the phrase sex worker a lot in applying to what you just described. Mm-hmm. And sex worker is basically an umbrella term for people who work in the sex industry. And it doesn't necessarily always include people who are having intercourse for money.
Right.
So a sex worker could be a phone sex worker. They could be a porn performer. They could be a dancer in a strip club. They could do any number of things that don't necessarily include.
They could be somebody talking on the telephone.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's a major part of the industry.
They could never come in contact with someone. They could have a monogamous relationship, all those things. So there are many different varieties of sex worker, and that's an important thing to remember, too, because often sex worker is sort of used as a euphemism for prostitute.
I remember the first time that I went to Amsterdam, you know, walking down one of the streets there and seeing the women standing in the doors, you know, the glass windows, rather, the moment of culture shock. I was in my 20s, and it was so different from the prudish America in the Midwest that I'd grown up in, and much of the rest of the world has a very different perspective on sex workers than America and England. It seems like we got the Queen Victoria mental disease.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, a month and change ago when the Spitzer scandal broke, I did an interview with a Portuguese television station, and the first question they had for me kind of off camera was, why is this such a big deal?
Well, this is how America reacted to the Bill Clinton impeachment.
Yeah.
You know, when Jacques Chirac, I believe, I'm mixing up my French presidents, but one of the French presidents died. And the other one went to his funeral with his wife on one arm and his mistress on the other.
Yep.
And it was right there on the front cover of Le Monde and covered by French television, and nobody thought three things about it.
Right.
I mean, what is the state of the organization of sex workers in America today? I mean, should there be a union, or is that just asking for more attention from people like John Ashcroft and Alberto Gonzalez, who seem to be hysterical about this stuff?
I don't think that's necessarily asking for trouble to build unions, but the industry is so huge and so varied, and people within the industry have many different kinds of needs that I don't necessarily think would be perfectly served by one union.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a really big issue, that people in different sects of the industry have different needs. So,
but there is this group Coyote that's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, no, there are a couple of groups that have been around for a long time. Coyote stands for Call Off Your Old Tired Ethics.
Right.
There's also an organization here in New York called Pony, which is Prostitutes of New York, that's been around for about 30 years. So there are organizations that have existed a while. The phrase sex work was actually sort of conceived in the mid to late 70s and has since become much more widely used. So that's sort of the birth of the contemporary sex worker rights movement. It's been kind of turning around for about 30 years. But I think the Internet has really revolutionized the activism that's been going around because there's a bigger support system now. You know, you can subscribe to lots of different news feeds and newsletters about these issues and connect with people who have similar experiences around the country and around the world. And I think that's something that's been really powerful for a lot of people who are interested in sex work advocacy. But on the other hand, it is very, very difficult to organize sex workers because of the risk and the stigma involved. For instance, last night I was talking to this woman who is currently a sex worker. She does sensual massage, and she was, you know, very politically passionate, but was very adamant saying that she cannot touch the sex worker rights movement until she's retired because the risk that it would put her in and the public visibility and all those things would be not just bad for business, but potentially legally problematic.
You'd get her thrown in jail, yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking with Audacia Ray, by the way. WakingVixen.com is her website. Audacia, yesterday we did an hour on this show about the millennial generation and, you know, this young generation that's coming up. And we didn't so much get into the confluence of the libertarian movement and the whole Ron Paul phenomena and everything and that generation, but it's there. What's happening is that, you know, I refer to libertarians as Republicans who want to smoke dope and get laid. You know, they don't think that we should have Social Security, but they do think that prostitution should be decriminalized and drugs as well. And it seems that the younger generation that's coming up is the most libertarian in that regard, at least. Are you sensing that the attitudes of America are changing? And do you think that this is something that's cyclical, that just like goes around every 80 years? Or is this linear? Is there a progressive change?
I think there is definitely a shift. But I think what's important to talk about is the kind of difference between public advocacy and private agreement. And that's something that's really powerful when it comes to sexuality. For instance, there's a book that came out recently that's by Brian Alexander that's called America Unzipped. And it's sort of his journey through the sexual underbelly of America. And one of the things that he realizes is that he talks to a lot of people who are politically very conservative but want the freedom to do what they want to do privately and fully believe that they should be able to do whatever they want behind closed doors. And that's a really, really powerful sentiment that I think is very pervasive throughout the United States.
Yeah.
However, there's a big gap between being able, you know, saying, I want to be able to look at porn and buy and use sex toys within the privacy of my own home, and the gap between that and then stepping out and saying, this is something I believe in enough to stand up and speak out about and, you know, talk to the press or, you know, talk to my local politicians and stuff like that. That's a huge jump for most people, and one that most people are not willing to make at all because there's so much stigma attached to it. And it's such a high-risk thing to do.
Prostitution is legal in parts of Nevada,
Right.
Is that, I recall a news story recently that there was a lot of pushback against that, and then I've seen other news stories that that Las Vegas is considering decriminalizing prostitution in its own city limits. What's the state of prostitution, legal prostitution in the United States? We have about a half a minute here before we have to wrap this up.
Well, there's a difference between legalization and decriminalization. Legalization, as it is in Nevada, is typified with lots of regulation by the state, whereas decriminalization promotes more independent workers and their independent rights, so they don't work for a brothel or for an agency. And that's a really key distinction.
And are either growing or diminishing?
I think people are still having trouble understanding the difference. So they're both growing.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Audacia Ray, our Everything You Know Is Wrong segment. Her website, WakingVixen.com. You can learn all about all the work that she's doing. And fascinating talking with you, Audacia. Thanks for dropping by today.
Thanks for having me.
It's 16 minutes past the hour of the Tom Hartman radio program. Speaking of sin, the Vatican has added 7 mortal sins. I'll tell you about it right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
So we've been talking a lot about the price of gas and how one way to get the price down is to use less gas. And now GM is focusing on advanced technologies to help us eventually use no gas at all. Now everybody knows where I stand on SUVs. So when I came across a 2008 EPA report that said the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid offers the same city fuel economy as a standard four-cylinder Camry, an estimated 21 miles to the gallon, my friends at GM let me drive one. First off, it's a two-mode, meaning it's strong enough to power a full-size SUV. It's such an advancement in hybrid technology and such a welcome entry into the hybrid category that Green Car Journal awarded it Green Car of the Year. It's just another example of how GM is exploring advanced technologies to help us use less and less gas until the day we don't have to use any gas at all. And with 50% better fuel economy than its non-hybrid model, the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid is paving the way. There's more on the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid at gm.com/explore. So check it out for yourself at gm.com/explore.
So, do you use an alarm clock and snooze button in the morning? Or are you awakened by the blinding Arizona sun? It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide privacy, UV protection, and make your home more energy efficient. Just think about the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of beautiful fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. Graber blinds are green by nature. For all your shutter and blind needs, or for your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. If you're blinded by the Arizona sunshine, then It's Blind Time. Call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670 today.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Hi, I'm Joel Stemple with Valley National Asset Management at 8180 North Hayden Road in Scottsdale. I've been a trusted financial advisor for over 30 years. I have found that the number one issue for many investors is financial confidence. Financial confidence can mean many things, such as feeling that your original investment remains protected, feeling comfortable that you will have enough money to live on in retirement, making sure you are keeping up with inflation. Financial confidence can also mean you can sleep well at night without worrying about your investments. If you share these concerns, call me. Working together, we can develop a financial plan that works for you and your family. Call me, Joel, at 480-922-3005 or log on to www.valleynational.net and remember the www. That's Joel at 480-922-3005.
Joel Stemple is a registered representative and investment advisor representative with and offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Back to the Tom Hartman program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Learning to fly, maybe you should talk to the robotic pigeons. Or is that about going to heaven? What's the metaphor here? Well, the Vatican, interestingly, has apparently, there is some dispute of this. It's interesting, the entry over at Wikipedia about the seven mortal sins actually has this debate going on. But this from the BBC. The original seven sins, of course, the mortal sins. And a mortal sin, by the way, is defined as the Catechism of the Catholic Church states that, quote, immediately after death, the souls of those who die in a state of mortal sin descend into hell, end of quote. And the original seven deadly sins, pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth. Well, recently, Archbishop Gianfranco Gerotti, at the end of a week-long training seminar in Rome for priests, I'm quoting from the BBC, an article by David Wiley for the BBC News, out of Rome, aimed at encouraging a revival of the practice of confession, or the sacrament of penance in church jargon, laid out a new list of mortal sins. The new mortal sins were listed by him at the end of the seminar. The Vatican has brought up to date the traditional seven deadly sins by adding seven modern mortal sins. It claims are becoming prevalent in what it calls an area of unstoppable globalization. And here, and by the way, back in 1998, I think it was, I was invited by Pope John Paul II, or actually by a person on his staff, you know, to come over to, Louise and I were invited to come over to Castel Gandolfo, which is the Pope's summer residence, for a private audience with the Pope as a result of the fellow on his staff having read one of a book that I wrote, a book called The Prophet's Way. And we it was amazing. I mean, you know, we were sitting at home one day and the fax machine lights up and out comes this fax, you know, saying you're invited for a private audience with His Holiness Pope John Paul II. This is a joke. You know, I mean, who's pulling my leg here? But it turned out it was real. And, in fact, originally when we went, Louise was given this long list, I mean, literally a long list of what she couldn't wear. And there was nothing for me about what I couldn't wear. And she was not supposed to meet the Pope, and I was supposed to. But when we got there, we spent about 2 hours, 3 hours at this concert, and then afterwards there were about 30 people who had these little private, it's called a private audience, it's really about a three-minute, very brief conversation and photo opportunity. And you can find a picture of me and the Pope over at my website at tomhartman.com. He agreed as we were there. After we talked and he shook my hand, he turned to Louise and spoke with her and shook her hand. Being Protestants, we didn't kiss his ring, but that was, you know, fine with him. I mean, that was the protocol. But I started following what he was saying. I really became a fan of Pope John Paul II. I think that he was one of the deep thinkers of our time and one of the more profound moralists of our time. And he strongly opposed George Bush's invasion of Iraq. He strongly opposed capital punishment. When Bush executed a mentally retarded child in Texas, Pope John Paul II lobbied very hard, personally lobbied to try and stop that. Was unsuccessful. George W. Bush murdered him anyway, killed him, executed him anyway. So, anyhow, I've always had a lot of respect for him, and not having grown up Catholic, I don't claim great knowledge of the Church, but Pope John Paul II, I read his autobiography, which I thought was fascinating. So, all of that said, I think that most of these things are consistent with his worldview, which I have tremendous respect for. The modern evils, the new seven sins, consider this. Environmental pollution. Genetic manipulation. Accumulating excessive wealth. Now, these are now mortal sins. Go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not get $200. Inflicting poverty. Drug trafficking and consumption. Morally debatable experiments. And violation of fundamental rights of human nature. Now, I'm assuming that means violations of human rights. It may mean that they're opposed to gay sex. I'm not sure, because the way it's written, it's a little ambiguous, but I'm assuming that it is, you know, violating human rights. This is incredible. Pollution, genetic manipulation, accumulating excessive wealth, inflicting poverty. Yes. I mean, these are the things, you know, in Matthew, what is it, Matthew 21, as I recall, or 22, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, you know, how do we get to heaven? And he said, you know, well, in the last days, I'm going to be sitting there choosing between the sheep and the goats, you know, those who go to heaven, those who go to hell. And I'll say, you know, those guys, those of you who fed me when I was hungry, come on with me. Those of you who gave me a drink when I was thirsty, come on with me. Those of you who visited me when I was in prison, come on with me. Those of you who clothed me when I was naked, you know, basically healed me when I was sick. And the disciples are freaked out. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, we never saw you hungry. We never saw you sick. How can we get into heaven if it? And he says, as you did unto the least of these, my brethren, you did unto me. And this is the Catholic Church, you know, putting this into policy, I guess. Anyway, and for the last century, at the least, and arguably for most of its history, but certainly over the last century, I'd say the Catholic Church in many ways has been at the forefront of activism on these kinds of issues. And, you know, I think it's a marvelous thing, and I just want to highlight this and say, good on you. Caught you doing something right. By the way, Sean is looking at our message board, or at our homepage for our contest.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Farias at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Earthquake relief. I'm Ed Donahue. There is some good news coming out of China. That's what it sounded like as crews pulled a pregnant woman out of the rubble alive. Crews have reached the epicenter with relief supplies. The number of dead is close to 15,000. And is expected to rise sharply. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Israel is dying and its 60th anniversary celebrations are an attempt to prevent its annihilation. President Bush is in Jerusalem to show support for Israel.
I happen to believe it's an important role of the United States to stand with democracies and to stand strong against terrorists.
Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says Israel will take necessary steps to stop attacks from Gaza. Senator Arlen Specter wants the NFL to have an investigation of the New England Patriots' taping of opposing coaches, similar to baseball's steroid investigation.
It's my judgment that there ought to be an impartial investigation, an outside investigation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 149 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484. 2484, or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Action point.
You're looking for tiny little snippets out of a whole lifetime to represent a point of view. John Hagee's whole life is that point of view. These are extremists, and John McCain is an extremist. And it's up to us to make sure that the media, who's so in love with his vision and who they think he is, the anti-politician, he's not. He's just playing them as a fool. They're not going to play us, because we get it. And we're going to make sure that the rest of the country gets it too.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
I believe in our ability to perfect this nation.
It's been a long
time. I know the promise of America because I've lived it.
A long time coming.
While we may have different stories, we hold common hopes.
Change all come.
We want to move in the same direction towards a better future for our children and our grandchildren.
The official station of the future. 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman radio program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, teamsters.org, 866-303-2270, your telephone number, and Carol Lee, listening on Green 960 in San Francisco. Hey, Carol Lee, what's up?
Hi, I'm so glad that you took my call, Tom. I'm a long-time listener.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your patience. What's up?
Well, you know, I actually originally coined the term sex work in 1978. So
you did?
I did. It was in my book, and Oxford English Dictionary gave me the credit for it.
Wow. What's your book?
Unrepentant Whore, Collected Work of Scarlet Harlot.
Amazing. That's well,
and, you know,
good
I wanted to revisit the issue of trafficking and prostitution because, you know, mm-hmm. there's a bill in the Senate that's addressing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, of course, as, you know, you mentioned, the sex worker rights advocates are opposed to forced prostitution and slavery. But right. the problem is that historically these things have been conflated.
Yes.
And, you know, from a rights perspective, trafficking, which had been called white slavery, was used as an excuse to increase the criminalization.
Yes, of consensual sex.
Correct.
Yeah.
So at this point, I don't know if you've been keeping track of H.R. 3887, but it's just about to be signed into law in the Senate. I think they may be actually dismantling that conflation, but the House version did actually conflate sex trafficking and slavery. And so I think that it's a very important issue in sex worker rights, and internationally it's sort of at the crux of the issues in terms
of rights. So what the legislation does, if I understand what you're saying correctly, is that it draws into the same criminal net with forced prostitution, with sex trafficking, consensual prostitution.
Yes, it actually adds the category of sex trafficking to the Mann Act, if you're familiar with
Right, the Mann Act is the law that makes prostitution illegal, is it not?
Right. And wasn't Charlie Chaplin was I think a famous boxer was charged that was used in problematic ways historically.
Right. Interesting. Carol Lee, thank you for giving us the heads up on that. I'll have to dig into that a little more.
I'll send you an email.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
My contact information is right on our website. Thank you, Carol Lee. Good to hear from you. Good on you for writing a book. Jasmine in Alameda, California. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Burma.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following Burma since 1983, when I worked with somebody from Burma who was Muslim. And even back then, the Burmese government was going in and just murdering villagers.
Yeah.
Sort of an annual thing.
I saw the same thing in 96 or 97. I was in Chiang Mai speaking at a conference and was invited to go out and visit a Karen, K-A-R-I-N, I think it is spelled, refugee camp. And the Karen are the people of Western Burma, the indigenous people, who are being murdered, slaughtered by the government. And there are all these refugee camps on the eastern border between Thailand and Burma, where these refugees are coming. And it was just a god-awful mess there. It was a terrible problem.
Yeah, as I understand it, it's primarily non-ethnic Burman people they're targeted.
Right.
Also religious minorities.
Yep.
And many of your minorities are trying to do separatist movements, which makes them targeted also.
Yeah, which included the Karen. Yeah.
For the past several years, there are entire villages that have been on the move that the Burmese government forces the aid worker feeding camps to just move so that nobody can plant crops. I did do a blog on Burma right after the tsunami because there was absolutely no word about Burma in the news under net-traveler.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And at the time that I did it, it was because there was no news. I just posted a bunch of links and, you know, spent a week researching in order to put it together. At the time, I made the error of calling it a communist government. It's a totalitarian government.
Right. They call themselves communists, but Karl Marx would certainly not...
There is no distribution.
Yeah.
Their policy has been to put less than a dollar a year into health care for the people. The areas that are affected really have almost no development. The junta itself has, you know, wonderful golf courses and palaces and their own private roads.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, the Red Cross has mainly been working in the north near the Golden Triangle to do feeding, to divert people from opium growing, because that's when opium and oil are the primary funding for the junta.
Right.
And in the south, it's been primarily World Vision. So in terms of infrastructure on the ground, World Vision is probably the most efficient way to get
World Vision, the Christian charity?
It's the Christian charity,
but
also Avaaz.org, which has been dealing with petitioning on Burma for years. They right now are doing a collection of money because they're going to distribute it directly to the Buddhist monks.
Jasmine, do you agree with my theory in this? You know, I'm looking back at the stories that I heard from the Karen people of slaughter. I mean, literally
of
slaughter.
Absolutely.
That the reason that the junta is not allowing aid in is because they are trying to they're afraid that if aid workers get in there, they're going to find the kinds of piles of skulls that people found in Cambodia after Pol Pot died.
Well, that's only part of it, because it's going to be showing that it's been going on probably for at least 30 years.
Yep.
And there's
a lot of governments and a lot of companies that are complicit in it.
But there's another issue, and that is, you know, the extraction of resources. in my blog, if people look at it, they'll see that there was an organization that sued UNICAL on behalf of the Burmese people.
Yes.
Over the building of the Adana pipeline, which was UNICAL and Total of France. Halliburton was the primary contractors on that deal. And there was, you know, people were relocated, murdered, raped, put into slave labor. I believe the ultimate settlement was $1.4 billion, which was one of the reasons why UNICAL went on the block. Now, what's really interesting is early 2005, I read in the Los Angeles Times that the Chinese National Offshore Oil Company was interested in buying UNICAL. Well, the whole sale of UNICAL story wasn't even in the papers till June of 2005.
And that would bring it back to Burma again.
Exactly.
Because the Chinese are doing business with the Burmese.
And so
no problem
at all. I was actually completely relieved that Chevron bought UNICAL.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really upsets me right now is when I see people, you know, trying to encourage other people to get Chevron to divest out of Burma, which I think is a terrible idea, and I will explain the two reasons why. Number one, the settlement of $1.4 billion. If you go onto the Chevron website, when they do their feely-good stuff of what they're doing for the people of Burma with building schools and hospitals, that's part of the settlement money.
So they're required by law to do
it. They're required by law. If they divest out of Burma, that aid is going to end.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number two, if an American company pulls out of Burma, then the Chinese are going to take over the Adana and Yetagun pipelines, which means that it's basically going to be one country doing a corporate takeover of another country.
Exactly. Jasmine, what you are describing is what we saw when we were in South Sudan last month, when Ellen Ratner and I and three other talk show hosts and my son went over to southern Sudan, and we were right on the border with Darfur in a refugee camp with 45,000 refugees in one well and 300 miles from the nearest electricity. And, I mean, literally, villages around us were being bombed while we were there. And we had about an hour-long meeting with Salva Kiir, the president of southern Sudan and the vice president of all of Sudan. And he was quite explicit that he wanted American oil companies to come into South Sudan because of our embargo against oil coming out of southern Sudan. Only the Chinese were buying their oil, and the Chinese were arming the northern Sudanese who were using these Chinese weapons to come down and bomb out the people in southern Sudan, particularly in the areas that they wanted to clear for the oil fields.
Absolutely.
And this is why Steven Spielberg pulled out of the Olympics, was because China was doing this thing in southern Sudan that is what you are describing would happen in Burma if Chevron pulled out. And it's really weird that progressives are in a position to say, let's not have an embargo against a country, but let's rather try to open it up, and let's even use American companies to the extent that it's possible to help open it up. I mean, it's totally weird, but when you get there and you see it on the ground, it's like, okay, I don't know what the alternative is other than doing this.
Well, there's a secondary security issue that most people haven't thought about, and that is the shipping lane between India and Burma. That if China were to have control of Burma, they would have control of that shipping lane.
Oh, my. And that's going to be a big deal to Japan. I mean, that's
exactly.
Like, you know, when we embargoed the Straits of Malacca, that's one of the things that provoked the Japanese to bomb Pearl Harbor. It's fascinating.
I would be inclined to encourage everyone to look up all the major oil and gas pipelines on the planet and put the names on their Yahoo or Google alerts.
Yeah.
Because when you hear about discoveries, generally within a few years,
There's going to be
civil war or some kind of atrocity.
Absolutely. Jasmine, we're out of time. What's your blog again?
Net-traveler.blogspot.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for calling in and sharing. That's amazing. We have the smartest listeners in the world on this program. I'm telling you, I am so pleased to be educated by so many of you every day. 45 minutes past the hour. Larry Scott with VAWatchdog.org coming up next.
Tom Hartman.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on Versus.
Bizarre! Evgeny Malkin.
Carter with a back and reach goal.
There are two teams left standing in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Will the Penguins or the Flyers move on to play for the Cup? The Flyers. The Penguin. It's Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final. Thursday at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific. The Stanley Cup playoffs on Versus. The Cup changes everything.
Attention Accutane users. According to reports filed with the FDA, Accutane may be linked to ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel disease, and Crohn's disease. If you or a loved one have experienced these health problems, you may be entitled to money damages. Call the law firm of Schwartzapfel, Trachowski, Marcus Sachs, PC at 800-966-4999. Protect your rights by calling now. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-966-4999. That's 800-966-4999. Schwartzapfel Partners at fightingforyou.com. 51 East 42nd Street, New York City.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5-9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5-9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Let me guess. People have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Maybe you still think an effective website is not in your budget. Well, the professionals at Atomic Medium Web want you to know that whether you simply need a one-page site or a site update, they can help. But they can also create dynamic sites, complete with member areas, online portfolios, online shopping, and client testimonials. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is dedicated to making your website work for your business and keeping within your budget. Atomic Medium Web will work diligently with you to design a website that best represents your company's personality, your brand, and all your products and services. Atomic Medium Web wants to help your business on the web. They're dedicated to making your website work for your business. For all your website needs, simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Burning up the atmosphere and cutting down the trees. The billion-dollar bombing of a nation on his knees. Anyone not marching to their tune, they call it treason. Everyone says God is on his side. See the lightning, hear the cries of the wounded in a world in holy war.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Those wars almost always declared by civilians whose business interests will be enhanced.
Killing everything they say.
Welcome back. We have a winner in our contest today for the best entry on our daily show blog on our homepage at TomHartmann.com. And Sean Taylor, our world-famous producer. Sean, what do we have?
We have, from Jack, a fortune cookie today. It says, men who stand in front of car get tired, but men who stand behind car get exhausted. And that sums up election fatigue from this marathon campaign season. He says he's sick of all the bickering and pandering. Choose your direction and floor it, America.
That's great. And the winner was, again,
Jack.
Jack. Okay, Jack wins
just
a copy
Jack.
Of Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Tom.
And Larry Scott is with us. He is the chief cook and bottle washer, editor, publisher, and all things extraordinary over at VAWatchdog.org. They're keeping an eye on the VA because somebody has to, the premier veterans website out there. Hey, Larry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Good to be with you again.
As always, I see so many things on your homepage I want to talk about, from the lawsuit against the VA to Lou Dobbs calling impeachment an appropriate remedy to if Bush vetoes the GI Bill to the VA flip-flopping on voter registration, all these things. But let me let you sort them. What are the most important things for our listeners to know?
Well, let's talk about Senator John McCain and a couple of things here. First, the new GI Bill, which Senator Jim Webb of Virginia has put together. 57 senators supported, a huge number of members of the House supported. And they're just trying to get over the hump and get this thing voted on. John McCain stood in the way, would not endorse it or come on board. A couple of weeks ago, McCain offered his own extremely weak version, what he called a better version. The problem is the McCain people see a train wreck coming here. His version of the new GI Bill was so weak that they just can't get any support. So what's happening now is on Monday, Senator McCain wrote a letter to Senator Webb saying, well, why don't we compromise on this issue? We don't quite know where that's going to go yet. We really haven't heard what's happening there. As far as I'm concerned, there is no compromise. Senator Webb's new GI Bill for our troops coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan is excellent. It pays for almost everything they would need to go to a four-year college. And we know the cost-benefit of the GI Bill. It is at least 7-1.
Yeah, the GI Bill back in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s helped build the American middle class.
Exactly. It did exactly that. And we know it's at least 7-1. The people get better educated. They hold better jobs. They may start businesses. They pay more taxes. Basically, they give back more to the country. And if you just look at it from a dollar standpoint, it is at least $7 for every dollar put in. So McCain is being very short-sighted on this, and it has turned into such an ugly fight. Senator Patty Murray of Washington just a few minutes ago released a statement screaming that the GI Bill has been hijacked by partisanship and going on to lambaste Republicans. She said it's one of the lowest moves I've seen in my time in the Senate because they can't get a vote going on this.
And Patty Murray is generally relatively soft-spoken. I mean, she takes strong positions and she knows how to take
right.
names and kick butt. But for her to say something that's with language that strong, that she's really got to be furious.
She is really angry about this. So we have to keep an eye on this new GI Bill. And of course, you mentioned Lou Dobbs. The interesting thing is, if this new GI Bill passes, President Bush has threatened to veto it. Last Friday, Lou Dobbs did an excellent piece, an investigative piece on the GI Bill, who's for it, who's against it, why it stalled. And at the end of that piece, he said that if President Bush vetoes the new GI Bill, then impeachment is an appropriate remedy because it will be just one more time that this administration has let down the troops and the veterans of this country. That is pretty strong language. Of course, we know Lou does like to get a headline now and then.
Yeah, but this is a guy who, up until about 3 years ago, proudly proclaimed that he was a Republican at every opportunity.
Right. Right, and now he is just intent on getting this new GI Bill through. And when you say impeachment, that is pretty strong language,
yeah.
Even coming from someone like Lou Dobbs. If we stay on the McCain thread, earlier this year, John McCain said he promised veterans, if elected, he would give them a VA card. This card they could take anywhere they wanted to a private provider, and the government would pay for their health care no matter what. Veterans groups went up in arms, said, "You've got to be kidding." First of all, you dismantle the VA, then you privatize the entire system. The cost would be overwhelming. The same services cost anywhere between 25% and 50% more going out to privatize the VA.
Sure. Because somebody's got to make a profit on it. The VA is a not-for-profit organization.
So now the union that represents many VA workers, the AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees, has said enough is enough. And they've launched a nationwide radio ad campaign going directly after Senator McCain's VA card proposal. What they're saying is, don't listen to this. If we fully fund and mandatorily fund VA health care, we will eliminate the problems that the VA has now, because they won't be underfunded, they won't be understaffed, and this whole concept of a VA card is just another way to privatize the system, to put all of this money into the hands of big business, and it won't work. So expect those AFGE ads in your neighborhood soon.
And the simple solution is to just remove the VA from the discretionary part of the budget.
Right, and unfortunately, I hate to say this, but our Democratic folks up on Capitol Hill have put this on the back burner. For years, they screamed about mandatory funding. Let's mandatorily fund it. We come up with an equation. It's based on need. That formula works, and the VA healthcare system gets the money they need every year. Now it's languishing in committee. They're talking about fiduciary responsibility and code words like that, so we've really got to push the Democrats to get that going.
There you go, and we'll do it. Larry Scott, VAWatchdog.org, the website. Larry, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thank you, Tom.
Coming up tomorrow, Jeffrey Feldman about how conservatives' use of violent language is poisoning democracy in America. And Douglas Farah is going to talk about how the man behind supplying weapons to both sides in the war on terror. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A multi-million-dollar verdict against Merck has been overturned by a Texas appeals court. The case involves its withdrawal of its painkiller Vioxx. A Texas jury had awarded a widow $32 million. That was later cut to about $7.75 million under Texas damage caps. The Texas appeals court overturned the verdict, ruling the family failed to provide evidence that one member's longstanding heart disease could not have been the cause of his fatal heart attack in 2001. He died of that heart attack after taking Vioxx for less than a month. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is appealing for more research into Alzheimer's disease.
3 years after she left the Supreme Court, earlier than she would have liked to care for her ailing husband.
He's
not in very good shape.
Sandra Day O'Connor told a Senate panel of her family's experiences with the ravaging disease and said more money is desperately needed to fight it.
Our nation is certainly ready to get deadly serious about this deadly disease.
A Harvard neurologist later told the Senate Special Committee on Aging he thinks it'll be 5 to 10 years before there will be a cocktail of drugs that'll stop the progression of the disease. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The polar bear is being declared a threatened species because of the decline in Arctic sea ice from global warming. The Interior Department is making the announcement a day before a court-imposed deadline on making that decision. Government scientists say the decline of Arctic sea ice off Alaska and Canada could result in two-thirds of the polar bears disappearing by the middle of the century. Barack Obama is in Michigan today trying to drum up support from blue-collar workers.
I can tell you that instead of opposing job training similar to what's being offered at MTech, like John McCain has, we can make sure every American has the skills to compete.
Two more superdelegates pledged their support to Obama today. He also picked up the endorsement of NARAL, the country's largest abortion rights group. On Wall Street, the Dow up 135. This is AP Radio News. Firefighters have been battling a number of wildfires in Florida, some of which may have been deliberately set. Today, one man was arrested after allegedly being seen throwing a bottle containing flammable liquid.